Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. NATO is now in charge of the operation in Libya, trying to stop this. Fighting that is still intense in Brega today as Gaddafi's forces keep pushing rebels back in Libya. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin's live in London.
But a blow to Gaddafi, Libya's foreign minister defecting, Moussa Koussa arriving in Britain, where officials said shows Gaddafi's regime is crumbling.
Gaddafi must be asking himself who will be the next to abandon him.
Britain's Foreign Secretary William Hague. This amid word the CIA now has teams in Libya working with the rebels. But NATO's chief today saying the alliance disagrees that America could arm the rebels under the terms of the UN mandate. Dave?
Alistair, rebels have also been working hard to seize more areas of Ivory Coast in a civil war there. They've also seized the capital and now the country's second largest port. Radiation rising even more around Japan's quake-crippled nuclear plant. Fox News Radio's Mike Tuggle live in Tokyo.
Dave, dangerous levels of radiation have been found 25 miles away from Japan's troubled nuclear reactors. This is the first time the long-lasting radioactive element cesium has been found in such high concentrations outside of the 12-mile evacuation zone surrounding the reactor. While the levels don't pose an immediate threat, they are too high to allow people to live in this area, according to scientists. Politicians have been calling to extend the evacuation zone to at least 19 miles for days now. Dave?
Mike, trace levels of radiation keep showing up here in the U.S.
The levels said to be very low, but a milk sample taken from Spokane, Washington last Friday, testing positive for radioactive iodine-131.
Fox News Radio's Jane Metzler.
The levels 5,000 times below those the FDA says consumers should be concerned about, including levels set for infants and children.
A convicted sex offender facing nearly two dozen sex abuse charges in Utah won't face trial and could be set free. Doctors say he's not mentally competent. They also say he's not a danger to society, so prosecutors say they have no choice but dismiss the case. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The car of your dreams is now within your reach, literally. Take a look at that little blue OnStar button right up there on your rearview mirror. Well, now when you push it, you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't even have to be a current OnStar customer. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you're eligible to win. Imagine yourself cruising down the boulevard in your Inferno Orange Chevrolet Corvette, pulling up to work in a Cadillac CTS coupe, turning heads in your stylish new Buick LaCrosse, treading responsibly in the backcountry in your GMC Yukon Hybrid. The choice is yours. The OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. Your dream car at the push of a button. There's no obligation. Just reach up and push it now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
You can look out a window or click online. Either way, you get the weather, though our way is good for 36 hours. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:23-24. In the New Testament, the word translated worship is the Greek word proskuneo, which literally means to kiss toward. It implies one who bows himself in complete submission. You see, worship is an act of total humility and dedication toward God. Friends, it is easy to see how we have all but abandoned this concept in modern religion. When we build giant, luxurious buildings, when we dress down to go to worship, when we are attracted to our entertainment and convenience, the question begs consideration. Who are we worshiping? God or ourselves? Friends, we need to brush away the allures of modern culture, put ourselves last, get back to the Bible, and bow in humble adoration to God. For only then can we truly say that we worship God in spirit and in truth. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
This time of year, when the days are long and the nights are warm, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's being able to pull up a comfortable rocking chair on the front porch, catch a breeze, and relax over a game of checkers. Of course, at Cracker Barrel, there's plenty to enjoy inside, too. That's where you'll find generous portions of your favorite good country cooking, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker and a checkerboard ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store, eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
WTAW News Time, 6:05, 47 degrees right now at the studios, about 75 for a high today, and then about 10 degrees warmer tomorrow. And the up and down weather pattern will continue for the foreseeable future. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this first look at news for this Thursday. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Earth-moving equipment is operated at the southeast corner of Highway 6 in Rock Prairie for some time, but Wednesday afternoon was the official groundbreaking for Scott & White's five-story, 143-bed acute care hospital. Among the speakers was Scott & White's incoming chief executive, Bob Pryor.
There's a lot of people here today, but the people that count are the patients that come to Scott & White. If you look out over the horizons, you see all the rooftops. These are where the patients come from that come to Scott & White every day to get that experience of care and that quality of care. And to those people, that's who we really dedicate this new hospital for.
On his next to last day as CEO, Dr. Al Knight estimated being a part of between 10 and 25 groundbreaking programs.
You know, we've been here 25 years, and our model of care integrates directly with hospitals and doctors and post-acute care and rehab facilities, and We think we provide the best quality of care when we can have a continuum of care and everyone working together. And that's why we really needed this hospital and other clinics and other services to really provide the highest quality care.
The summer of 2013 is the targeted completion date for the hospital and an adjacent clinic. We haven't heard much from Austin about what the new census will do with legislative and congressional boundaries, but redistricting is taking shape in Bryan, where Mayor Jason Byinski expects big changes.
You will see two Hispanic single-member districts, for this next go-around. So it has changed, and, we're going to embrace the changes and keep moving Bryan forward.
Byinski says the city secretary is working with an outside firm to develop new council boundaries. A College Station man has been arrested for the ninth time on drug charges. 30-year-old Jory Barham was busted for the second time this month, both times by the same College Station police officer. The officer was leaving the convenience store at the corner of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Welsh Tuesday night when he noticed a car pulling in with an outdated tag. As the driver went into the store, the officer parked in the lot shared by the store and the library. While watching the driver for at least 15 minutes, the officer remembered arresting Barham earlier this month for manufacturing a controlled substance with the intent to distribute. The officer then learned of an outstanding warrant in Madison County for Barham. He was arrested and then found with methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Local law enforcement seeing more cases involving counterfeit money. College Station police officer Rhonda Seaton says that includes counterfeit checks and $100 bills. With the cash, Seaton normally suggests using detection pins.
However, in the case of these $100 bills, the detection pins aren't working. And merchants, people, whoever, should not just use one method. They should try to use a variety of methods to determine whether or not a bill is good or not.
In addition or instead of pens, you can get the money damp. A Secret Service agent has told Seaton much of the current counterfeit bills comes from inkjet printers, which smears ink when wet. The Texas House begins 2 days of marathon sessions today talking about the state's precarious budget situation. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
Today, the House takes up bills that would close this year's budget gap. Tomorrow, the House is scheduled to take up the next two-year budget. On both days, there'll be plenty of groups calling on the House not to cut programs like Medicaid, which Teresa Little counts on to care for her granddaughter who has a terminal disease.
I implore you. Please leave our Medicaid alone.
There will also be rallies against cuts to education and a vigil on the Capitol steps from the time the debate on the main budget bill starts tomorrow until it ends, which could be early Saturday morning.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Authorities have added four murder counts to the case against the operator of a Houston home daycare center where a fire killed four children last month. 22-year-old Jessica Tata was already charged with four counts of manslaughter, six counts of reckless injury to a child, and three counts of abandoning a child. One count of reckless injury to a child was dismissed. The charges stem from the February 24th fire that also injured three children. Tata pleaded not guilty to the earlier charges and is scheduled to be arraigned on the murder charges Friday. And Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan got his first taste of confidential information Wednesday involving United States involvement in Libya.
What is our goal? I mean, the president is still struggling to define that well for us. What are the objectives that we consider to be the measures of success? What's our exit strategy? How do we get out of this? Then I've got another big question, and that is, who's keeping an eye on the big destabilizing force in the Middle East today while this is going on? And that's Iran. I mean, to me, we have just given Iran another opportunity to go mess around in other areas, for instance, like Syria.
Flores believes Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Defense Secretary Robert Gates should lead what the U.S. does in the Middle East, saying their apparent direction is clearer than that of the president. WTAW News Time is 6:10, 47 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Fixed mortgage rates have dropped to 4.375%, 4.56% APR. Go to LendingTree.com today, where refinance customers save an average of $260 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-555-TREE to find out how much you can save today. That's 1-800-555-8733.
My name is Jamali Rashears. With my local United Way, I help promote academic achievement and give kids a reason to stay in school. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
It's 6:11. Let's check the weather. Brought to you this morning by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
High pressure is going to be building into the region. This system is going to be responsible for some sunshine. Temperatures will be up to 76 to 81 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. Partial sun's forecast for tomorrow. I think temperatures are probably going to be near 85. Tomorrow night, a few clouds, mild 65 to 70. And we're in for a warm and sunny start to the weekend. Saturday will be partly sunny with highs between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Quick turnaround for the Aggie women's basketball team. They got home from Dallas yesterday. They'll leave for Indianapolis today. We'll hear more from them as they head to the Final Four. Aggie baseball team a day late in playing, but they got their seventh straight win and their 20th win of the year last night as they head to Kansas State for Big 12 play this weekend. And we're going to hear from a former A&M football coach who talks about little bit of a hanky-panky on the part of a recruiting service, not on A&M's part, but a recruiting service when he was at A&M. We'll hear that one, too, and more coming up in sports.
So, again, it's like 50 right now.
47.
Yeah, and you said you know, 75 today, and then we're doing 85 starting on Friday. So this has been a roller coaster couple of weeks.
Really has. I mean, it was flat. Winterish cold when we left the studio yesterday, but then by, you know, 3 or 4 in the afternoon, it got really nice.
Yeah, it's semi inhospitable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
But anyway, so it's you know, I think I'd have to go back and look, but I believe I've read this morning a foot of snow in the Northeast overnight. So
yeah, I was watching some a sports report from Chicago, I guess it was. Was Chicago yesterday? I mean, it was snowing hard.
Yeah, well, we're not them.
Yeah.
Good for us.
Yeah.
A Pennsylvania trucker may have saved his own life with an unintentional Heimlich maneuver. Police say 55-year-old Richard Paler was eating a Happy Meal. No, it wasn't. No, it was. No. Anyway.
He's too old for a Happy Meal.
It could have been a Happy Meal because he was eating an apple. Now, you see,
they got those apple dippers, you know.
This could be problematic right here.
Uh huh.
I mean, because there have been places that have tried to put apples into children's meals to.
Still do.
Do they? Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Oh, so, yeah. No, Mickey D's, you have your choice between the healthy French fries. Are the apples that you dip in caramel.
Yeah, which, of course, but I mean,
but that's optional. I mean, you don't have
to dip them in caramel.
They don't point a Ronald McDonald colored pistol at you and say, you must dip them in the caramel.
Yeah, but you ask my grandkids not to dip them in the caramel.
Yeah, well, see
but after this, or don't get it, the caramel, they'll go, where's the caramel?
I don't want this lousy apple.
Yeah, but I mean, after we hear this story, there may in fact be a movement for putting on the menus in the stores where it says apples may cause choking.
Present a choking hazard.
Yeah, you know.
I'm pretty sure that's already on. If it is a Happy Meal, it's already on the Happy Meal box.
Wow.
but not related to the apples, probably related to the toys.
Yeah, could be. So, but again, it could be the apple because of this story here. The 55-year-old was driving on this busy highway eating an apple when he began choking. Authorities say it was at that point that Richard lost consciousness, crashed through a concrete medium. Investigators believe that the apple was dislodged when Paylor smacked his chest against the steering wheel. Police recovered a chunk of apple from the dashboard.
A chunk of apple?
Patoo! Doctors backed up the conclusion, in fact. The accident dislodged the offending fruit from his... Now, it's not an offending fruit. It's a happy fruit. It just...
The fruit's fault. He didn't chew it well enough.
He took too big a bite, all that. So, choked, passed out, went through the median.
Well, and he may have smeared some peanut butter on that
apple,
too.
Well, it could be. Well, that or the dreaded aforementioned caramel.
That's right. You never know. Either one, you know, doesn't exactly go down smoothly.
No, it doesn't.
Everyone's blue.
We've got a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Which is my thought, if you go ahead and just drink a fourth of a cup of Wesson oil before you eat it.
Yeah. Gosh. That'll work.
Yeah.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
Well, you said it was not easy going down, so that...
What, a quarter cup of Wesson oil? You're a sick man.
No, it's a word picture.
Oh.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, there you go, 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And it is March 31st. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
And before we start, I mean, this is not big enough for on this date in history,
yeah.
But it was on this date in 1998, you know, that God didn't do what he was supposed to do. I don't know if you know about it. Remember this in 1998? Because it was supposed to be on this date at 10 in the morning on Channel 18, God was supposed to appear to a Taiwanese UFO cult in Garland, Texas.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
And, yeah, I think and, I was. I was still in school. I had bigger fish to fry.
Sure, but they,
God was a no-show.
God was a no-show. Can you believe that?
Yeah,
that he would stand up these Taiwanese UFO.
Well, like Chase, God had bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, I guess
that, or more fish to serve. You know?
That, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Yeah, right.
To,
yeah.
To
right.
stretch out.
To stretch out.
There's stuff doing. Anyway.
Okay. March 31st. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. And may I start by wishing a happy 30th birthday to my youngest son Patrick today.
There
so there you go, Packer. You're 30.
Makes
How
you feel
that?
Old, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Uh-huh.
I no longer have a child in the 20s.
Yeah.
And they almost no longer have it. They don't longer have a dad in the 50s either.
Yeah.
So what the heck? William Daniels, the actor, turns 84. You remember him from Saint Elsewhere. I remember him first as playing Dustin Hoffman's dad in The Graduate.
Yeah, but he was also the voice of the car,
yep.
wasn't he?
Yes, Kit. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Night
exactly.
Industries 2000, a defining show for my generation.
Yeah.
There you are.
There you go. He's 84 years old today. Gordie Howe. Mr. Hockey is 83 years old today. My goodness gracious.
You know, he brought real hockey to Houston.
Yeah.
With them Apollos.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He and his boys.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right. The aforementioned Shirley Jones, who I tried to marry off to John Astin yesterday by mistake.
And I'm sure John Astin appreciated
that's
that.
That's true. She's 77 years old today. Richard Chamberlain, Dr. Kildare, is 76 years old.
Okay. Let that sink in for a second.
Dr. Kildare is 76.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go. Herb Alpert, of the Tijuana Brass. That Sunday show that you and I like did a feature on him not long ago that was quite interesting.
He would hurt himself.
Yeah, he would.
I think he
lives in a nice house.
Well, yeah, he does, and I think he dropped about $1 million on UCLA last year.
Right.
He's done it before.
Right.
I'm just picturing the album cover.
The whipped cream. Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw a feature not too long ago on that girl who's now a woman. And she's still alive and still going to shows and signing the album cover, as a matter of fact.
She's
in her 60s or something
like that. But a good-looking woman for that age, I mean.
Indeed. Do you think that she has, like, a zip-up whipped cream suit that she puts on?
It wasn't whipped cream. It was shaving cream.
Yeah, shaving cream.
Yeah, because whipped cream would not stay on for the shoot, as you were.
Yeah, everyone wanted it to be whipped cream.
Right, yeah. There you go. Okay. We talk more about her than Herb Alpert. But anyway, he's 76. Christopher Walken. He's a little weird.
A little?
Yeah. He's 68 years old today. Comedian Gabe Kaplan, Kata, turns 66 years old today.
Well, poker player, too.
Yeah, there you go. Another comedic actress in this case, Rhea Perlman, Carla from Cheers. And she's married to the short guy, right?
Danny DeVito.
There you go. 63 years old. Another comedian, Al Gore. I'm sorry. You remember him? He was a vice president.
No, he was elected president. He just didn't get
to serve. Oh, that's right.
Invented the internet.
That's right. Invented the internet. And
he's probably so glad now that he lost that election in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Man.
Yeah. Made a ton of money fleecing people on global warming.
Sure that's did. Right. That's sure right. Did. He's 63 years old today. Ed Marinaro from Hill Street Blues and Sisters is 61 years old.
Bit of a football player back in
the
day.
Bit of a football player. Yeah, he did play a little ball.
Played at Yale, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Played in the Ivy League, I know that.
There you go. And Ewan McGregor was in the Star Wars films as the young Obi-Wan Kenobi, is 40 years old today. And that's all I got.
All right. You may hear him on the radio, but not here. Michael Savage is 69 today. All right, 621.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so here we have more dependence on foreign oil than ever before. We have instability all over the Middle East and in North Africa. So you'd think we'd think about getting serious about developing oil resources here. But no, we have a president mocking the idea of drilling in America.
Outraged politicians, they were waving their three-point plans for $2 a gallon gas. You remember that, drill baby drill, and we were going through all that. And none of it was really going to do anything to solve the problem.
You know, when Beckel says, you mean you take Palin over Obama? Yeah, we drill. We'd have a stronger national defense posture. I'd take Governor Palin any day over Obama.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 800-98-STEEL. 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
It's a fiesta at the 6th Annual Kids for Kids Dinner Theater, April 30th at the Brazos Center. Enjoy a fajita dinner with all the trimmings. Mariachis and performers from the Brazos Valley will keep you entertained. There will be a silent auction and a game area for the children, too. Proceeds benefit the Early Childhood Intervention Program of MHMR. Tickets are just $15 for adults and $5 for children and are available at MHMRABV.org and at local Must Be Heaven locations. For more information, call 821-9402.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
Watching your wallet, I'm Jennifer Kishinka. Consumers grumbled when cell phone companies first started requiring a data plan to go along with voice minutes. But now the smartphone owners are more likely to use their phones for texting, email, taking photos, anything but talking. Those data plans could be the key to saving $500 or more on your annual cell phone bill. A number of apps now let users avoid calling and texting charges. Smart Money's Kelly Grant says Skype can now be found on a quarter of all iPhones.
For something like voice, we found Skype, of course, very, very popular. And there you get free phone calls from Skype user to Skype user, which can eliminate quite a lot of minutes, especially if you are calling internationally.
By swapping a texting plan for an instant messaging program, the parents of a text-happy teen can save up to $240 a year. Watching Your Wallet, sponsored by GEICO. They've been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. See how much you could save online at GEICO.com or over the phone at 1-800-947-AUTO. I'm Jennifer Kishinka at the Wall Street Journal.
626, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. All right, got 75 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the west at about 5 miles an hour. Tonight it'll be 53. And then Friday and Saturday, looking at high temperatures in the middle 80s. Not quite so warm on Sunday, but it should be nice, partly sunny, and a high temperature of 82 then. And 66 for our low on Sunday night and 80 on Monday. Right now, at least on Monday, they're calling for a 30% chance of showers. We'll hope for that. Right now, humidity is 80%. Winds are calm. We have fair skies and 47 degrees.
When you volunteer and help other people, you probably get more from that experience than the person you're helping. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Iams cat food with prebiotics in 16 to 20-pound bags. Iams cat food with prebiotics has a new taste your cat will love. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, going on now at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Giving to others, volunteering, paying it forward, giving without getting, whatever you call it.
Whenever you are in that zone of generosity and contributing to the lives of others, you are, in fact, getting.
Stephen G. Post, author of the book The Hidden Gifts of Helping, says what you're getting are improved health and improved happiness.
The two things that really contribute most to American happiness are, one, close friendships where there's a lot of support but also a lot of kindness toward a close friend. And that's 76% find that to be their major source of happiness. And then 75% say that their other chief source of happiness is just, quote, contributing to the lives of others.
We also know that selfless giving has big benefits for people who are depressed.
You do intervention studies, you send them out into communities to spend a couple of hours just doing things that contribute meaningfully to the world around them, and their depression over a period of 6 weeks is reduced considerably.
And what's interesting, says Stephen, is you don't have to give a lot of yourself to get a lot of the benefits.
So if you look at 2009, 41% of Americans volunteered. Now, they only volunteered on average 100 hours for the whole year, which comes down to a couple of hours a week. So this is not a lot of time, but it makes a difference.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Put on your boots, chaps, and cowboy hats for the 15th Annual Cattle Barons Ball, Friday, April 1st at the Brazos County Expo. Join us for an evening of great entertainment with dinner, dancing, live and silent auctions, and gaming parlors. Tickets start at just $125. Come out and party with a purpose at the 15th Annual Cattle Barons Ball on April 1st, benefiting the American Cancer Society. For more information, call 776-1464.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 47 degrees right now at the studios. Very nice today. Sunshine, high in the mid-70s, darn near perfect. We'll warm up even more tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. This look at news brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Many shovels of dirt were tossed Wednesday afternoon while graders and other heavy equipment did the real work. It was all the site of the new Scott and White Hospital and Clinic at Rock Prairie Road and Highway 6. This is the last groundbreaking for Al Knight. In his next to last day as chief executive, Dr. Knight says the College Station campus takes the best of what Scott and White has done elsewhere.
So we've learned a great deal from those activities, and we're taking all of that learning and bringing it here. So we're optimistic that we're going to get it right the first time. This is a very big project for us, and we continue to be just more than excited. I think we're actually emotional about this one. This one is so special to all of us at Scott & White.
Among those speaking was Scott & White's chief medical officer for the College Station region, Dr. William Rayburn.
We want to be a healthcare destination. We want to continue our strong commitment to teaching tomorrow's physicians with the Texas A&M Health Science Center of College Medicine, the nursing school, and we want to give a nod to collaborative practice in the future.
The 143-bed acute care hospital and adjacent clinic are scheduled for completion in the summer of 2013. Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski says updated census numbers mean creation of a second Hispanic-dominated council district.
We're going to embrace the changes and keep moving Bryan forward there, but it's a process that the council has very little influence
sure.
in. It'll be done by the experts and by our staff and come up with a fair process that will continue moving us forward in the next 10 years.
Very little has come out of Austin about what the new census will do with legislative and congressional boundaries. The patient of a College Station police officer resulted in arresting a drug suspect for the second time this month. Court records indicate 30-year-old Jory Barham of College Station was arrested March 2nd, accused of manufacturing a controlled substance with the intent to distribute. On Tuesday night, the officer who arrested Barham saw him driving into a convenience store parking lot at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Welsh. Seeing the car had an outdated tag, the patrolman parked in a lot shared by the store and the city library. Once the officer made the connection to the first arrest, he watched Barham go in and out of the store for at least 15 minutes. During that time, the patrolman learned Madison County had issued an arrest warrant for Barham. Barham was taken into custody for the out-of-county charge, along with possessing methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. There's a new rash of counterfeit money and checks making the rounds of local businesses. Tips from Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department include one from the Secret Service.
The vast majority of the counterfeits currently produced and circulated are made with color inkjet printers, just mainly because they're cheap to get and they're easy to use. And because inkjet printers spray colored dots on the paper, you can often see a dotted pattern on the notes, especially in the background of the bills. And it's because the printer is coloring the entire surface and genuine money isn't white.
Seaton says some fake $100 bills are getting past those using ink detection pens, leading merchants to use other means to confirm what is actually real money. If the president has his way, the United States will cut its consumption of foreign oil by a third. But rather than talk about drilling offshore or in the oil-rich regions of the U.S., Obama is pushing for alternative energy sources, begging the question which one might actually work.
Pete Hartigan, alternative technology manager at Ford, says the most promising technology today is electric cars.
You can run your vehicle at about a dollar a gallon gasoline equivalent.
He says technologies like hydrogen and ethanol are also being researched, but he says gasoline is just too good a vehicle fuel, and even at $3.50 a gallon, it's cheaper than most of the alternatives. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
As President Obama continues to explain the role of the United States in the Middle East, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan thinks that should be left up to two members members of the cabinet. Flores says one is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
I'm almost of the opinion that she ought to take an even larger role. I think between Secretary Gates and Secretary Clinton, we could have a cohesive foreign policy strategy that would be much better defined than what we have when the president's been involved.
Flores and other freshman members of Congress received a confidential briefing on the Mideast yesterday. WTAW News Time is 6:34, 47 degrees, just turned 6:35. This look at news brought to you by Mia's on Main. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi there, Mia with Mia's on Main here. Each year I get tons of calls for plantation shutters, but let's face it, they can be expensive. Until now. For a limited time, we're offering plantation wood shutters installed for only $18 per square foot. These quality wood shutters are custom, providing insulation, light control, and timeless beauty. Whether you're looking for custom shutters, draperies, bedding, blinds, or shades, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823 Main. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main, in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
Howdy, I'm Luke Ritalution, commander of Rutter's Rangers, inviting you to the Ranger Run for Fisher House on April 2nd. In partnership with BMI Defense Systems and the Corps, this run supports the Fort Hood Fisher House, allowing families of wounded soldiers to be near them free of cost. The race is at Veterans Park on April 2nd. Registration opens at 9 a.m., and 10K, 5K, and 1 mile races begin at 10:30. Runners can register and or donate at www.rangerrun.org for only $20. The Army will have an awesome display of vehicles like tanks and a helicopter. Register and or donate online at rangerrun.org.
Hey, let's do some weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine will move into the region today, and that's going to allow temperatures to warm up a bit. In fact, we look very warm over the next 72 hours. We should be somewhere between 76 and 81 today. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 60. Tomorrow, partial sun. Temperatures, they're probably going to be around 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 65 to 70. During the day Saturday, we'll see sunshine. High temperatures on Saturday between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Von Miller is one of those who has been invited to show up for the draft at draft headquarters, but will he show? The NFL invited him, but Miller's one of those who's suing the NFL right now. He hadn't accepted the invitation yet. We'll tell you that story, and we'll talk some more Aggie women's basketball and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, so there.
Mm-hmm.
See how that works out. He's going to, you know, it's millionaires and billionaires. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, well, he's not a millionaire yet, but he was planning on being one, you know, so.
You're not going to find a whole lot of just folks out there who are going to really get on board with that. But I guess, I don't know, what would we do on Sunday afternoons? Do Heidi reruns? I
mean, we didn't have... yeah. Golly, about to spend time with the family? Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
No, we don't want to be doing that.
Yeah,
no,
reading books.
Yeah, that all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So Fred Brown will join us this morning as the Texas House is beginning the budgetary process and see how that works out. It's kind of an interesting deal. They've got to take care of the problems that they have with the deficit right now. They'll start that today, and then tomorrow they'll probably go after the budget. And as Chase had in his news story, this is liable to go on until Saturday morning. They better pack a lunch. Don't bring any apples, though. We've already decided that could be.
Don't want any choking representatives.
We don't need any of that. No, not at all. But and then the thing is, you know, the Republicans hold a majority in each side. They've got a super majority in the House, and they have a majority in the Senate, but they're still billions of dollars apart on how they're going to fix the state budget. So we'll talk to Fred today, and we'll talk to Steve tomorrow, and as we begin getting close to putting all this stuff together. So we may finally have a way to understand all these numbers that they throw at us out of D.C. I mean, when you start talking about the budget, it's just crazy money, right? I mean, there's no way for us in our world to be able to calculate that until now. John Hunderaker, who is one of the guys who was on Powerline, this is a blog that's out there, has figured out a way to talk about these ginormous numbers in a way that we can hopefully understand. They write, "The math is pretty simple due to the extensive nutritional information that McDonald's makes available online." So what we're going to do is we're going to use the budget, and we're going to call it like a Big Mac extra value meal, okay? So there are three components in the Big Mac extra value meal. Of course, there's the Big Mac, there's a large order of fries, and there's your medium drink.
I'm hungry. I don't know why.
Okay, so the Big Mac, according to McDonald's now, Big Mac, 540 calories. Big fries, 570 calories. Your medium Coke, 210 calories.
So about 1,300 calories.
1,320 calories. Meanwhile, the federal budget is about $3.8 trillion, which means that the $6 billion that they are looking to cut would represent 1/633 of the total. So what would that do if it were a Big Mac value meal, okay?
How would that reduce my value meal,
Scott? That's exactly what we're trying to do. Okay, so to answer that question, the guy said, I went to a McDonald's at lunchtime and paid for a large order of fries, and I counted them. There were 87 fries. And the thing is, that's not always the same, but at least in this case. So
okay,
let's
pause.
Yeah.
Imagine you're the person working at the McDonald's.
Yeah.
Guy walks in. He orders a large order of fries. Let's say he gets a drink, too, just
yeah.
to get something else.
Sure.
Gets a large order of fries.
Uh-huh.
And then you notice he goes over there, and what does he do? He gets the tray, dumps out the fries, and starts counting.
Yeah.
Imagine the conversation at that point.
That guy
just came in. Counting the fries.
Yeah. But that's why they put that paper on the bottom of the tray, so that in case you want to do that.
Sure. Oh, sure.
He said, so this allowed us to complete the calculation. If there are 570 calories in the aforementioned large order of fries, and we've got 87 fries per order, okay, then each French fry, on average, contains 6.5 calories. Now, let's go back to this amount of money that they're going to cut from the federal budget. Okay, that's 633rd of that. What that does is it gives you exactly 1/3 of an average-sized French fry.
So if the but now we've so it's not the value meal that represents the entire budget. It's just the container, the large container of McDonald's
well,
French fries.
Well, the deal is we're still consuming We're still consuming the Big Mac.
Oh, okay.
We're still consuming the Coke. The cut that they are talking about is equivalent to 1/3 of one French fry from the large order of fries.
Well, and if you and the sad part is, and I understand that. Okay, it makes sense to me now why you go you do the fries, because it's easier to divide that than the liquid Coke or the entire sandwich.
Right.
The sad part is that if you tried to illustrate this point to Congress, how long would the debate last before they finally agreed upon the standard dimension for an average French fry?
Certainly. And they'd have to have a call to order.
That would not be bipartisan.
No.
So the deal is what we're looking
at. Sheila Jackson Lee would argue that people in McDonald's in largely minority areas have subpar French fries.
Yeah, so. And the ones who live on Mars would feel.
Yes.
That's right.
Starting to colonize there.
Yeah.
So in other words, you go to McDonald's, you order the Big Mac, you eat the Big Mac, you drink the Coke, and you eat 86 of the 87 French fries, being careful to take just 1/3 of a bite of 1/3 of that last fry, and what you have left is how much they're going to slash the budget. Makes you feel good to know that they're out there, though.
Yeah.
Taking care of us. So now the president, I mean, kind of flies in the face of what Bill Flores said to us earlier this week. He says, yeah, we need to get out there, and we're going to start drilling. I thought Bill had an interesting analogy earlier this week. He said, you know, now every time they allow a permit, they put out a news release so that you know that. He said it's like starving your kid for a week, and then every time you feed him, you send out a news release letting people know. So, pretty well lined it up there.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I gave my son a sandwich.
That's right. He had a sandwich today. But there will be some pushback. The Interior Department says that they've issued 40 shallow water permits and over a dozen deep water drilling permits since last October, all in accordance with the new safety and environmental standards that have been implemented after the BP accident. And, of course, BP loves the fact that you call it the BP accident.
They just love the fact they're out of the news.
Yeah, well, except when it comes to that.
Do the permits include, you know, going into the area where you're seeking to drill and getting written permission from every animal that lives within a 5-square-mile area?
Probably part of the environmental impact study that has to be done. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that's probably right.
Just remember, when it comes to BP,
we care about the small people.
Yes, the small people. We care about these small people.
All they had to do was get that pipe capped. You know, You know, it's the minute they got that pipe cap and they didn't have that constant picture of the oil gushing out, it dropped out of sight.
Well, people, yeah.
Pretty much.
Because
you know.
When people were feeling horrible about their lives, they'd go to that.
Yeah.
And it suddenly made them feel a whole lot better about themselves and their situation.
So the media says, well, I guess, you know, this is not a story anymore because we can't show the oil gushing out anymore.
Oh, there's no pictures to go along with it. You have nothing to captivate the audience.
That's right, because otherwise they're going to start.
And then the ducks washing up on shore, covered in globules of oil, really materialized.
Actually, that was Hershey's syrup.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, it was. They did that. They tried to make you think that it was oil, but it really wasn't. It wasn't that.
Yeah, Hitchcock did the same thing.
Yeah, he did. Now, one of the other things, the president spoke yesterday at Georgetown.
Well, he didn't want to go far.
Well, he did.
No.
Now, one of the things that he mentioned was, and it was kind of overlooked, the president's speech, he talked about Stephen Chu, who is his energy secretary, and this is the comment that he made regarding a Nobel Peace Prize. This is the president. Hello?
United States.
That's why I've asked Secretary Chu, my energy secretary, to work with other agencies, the natural gas industry, states, and environmental experts to improve the safety of this process.
Right.
Chu's the right guy to do this. He's got a Nobel Prize in physics. He actually deserved his Nobel Prize.
Ooh.
No. Like a little self-deprecating humor.
And
that'll always get a vote.
Yeah. Well, the folks are kind of going,
Was that my...
Thank you. Yeah, very good. Very good. Thank you a lot for that.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Also, yesterday, and if you'll recall, time and time again, Mr. Obama has said transparency is very important to him. He wants to make sure that everybody knows what's going on.
All of you know who I am.
That's true. And Politico reports that President Obama was hailed, in fact, for a transparency award for an open government organization this week, an award that he accepted in a closed, undisclosed meeting. How does that work?
I believe that's the definition of irony.
The ceremony was supposed to be held 2 weeks ago with open access to the press pool. And, in fact, Gary Bass of the group, OMB Watch, was on hand for the ceremony and apparently quite surprised the event was closed to the press. He told Politico he was on point, so on target in the conversation with us, it's baffling to me why he didn't want that message to be more broadly heard by reporters in the public interest community and just the public in general. So, win an award for transparency, but make sure that we don't know about that. Yeah, make sure that that's hidden from public view. And the Hillster, Hillary Clinton, has the highest numbers ever in popularity. Wonder if... she wouldn't do that, would she? 66%, particularly doing well in women 50 and older, as a matter of fact. And get this, 40% of the Republicans and independents have a positive view of her. So...
In Independence, Texas?
Just... Yeah. But just independents.
Independent. Oh, yeah. I see. I thought they came down the road and did a little poll.
Yeah. I've been looking at the blue bonnets.
Yeah. Sniffing blue bonnets in here all day.
Went to Old Baylor.
Yeah.
Now, and, you know, we heard everything about what was going on in Wisconsin. Teachers and collective bargaining and all that. The Ohio State Legislature passed a bill yesterday that restricts collective bargaining rights for unionized public sector workers. The bill actually tougher than the measure in Wisconsin. The governor there, you know, is John Kasich, who used to be a congressman. Under this law, unions representing teachers, nurses, public safety workers, and other personnel will still be allowed to collectively bargain for wages, but not for sick time, pension benefits, or health care. Also drops automatic pay raises in favor of merit raises or performance pay and prohibits those workers from striking. So while everybody was watching what was going on in Wisconsin, and I think they had some problem over there in Indiana as well, Ohio goes ahead and sneaks that one in. All right, 6:49.
Classic style and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A Marriott home is not only attractive, but it's functional and sensible. A Marriott home retains its appeal and value for many years. Magnificent homes with superior workmanship and long-lasting durability are characteristics of a Marriott home. This is Coulter Marriott, and we feel that your home should be an expression of you. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 33 years, one home at a time. Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley 5 years running.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. Saturday, April 2nd, producing eggs at home is a growing interest. Learn about equipment, housing needs, and managing your flock for nutrition and protection this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Back when you were in grooming school, they taught you that the first impression you made on someone new was the most important impression you would probably ever make. And to no big surprise, it's the same thing with landscaping. It's great that you have a beautiful pool and patio out in the back, but if your front walk is less than attractive, most people will use that as their measure of you. I'll be back with details rethinking your approach right after this important message. For 25 years, gardeners in Texas have turned to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine as the definitive word in Texas horticulture. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America, and the region that we serve is Texas. It's your Texas landscape and your Texas garden. Every story that has ever appeared in our pages was written by a Texas gardening authority. If you've never seen our magazine, I invite you to try it. If you're not completely satisfied, I'll personally refund every penny. Now, after holding prices steady for 7 years, we're facing a price rise very soon, but I'm going to offer you the old subscription prices. One full year, just $21.95, 2 years for $40.95, and 3 years of $56.95. For Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written specifically for the Lone Star State, the best regional gardening magazine in America. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. Call 800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. Call before the price goes up. Suppose you really don't care what people think about your landscaping prowess. How concerned should you be about your walk? Well, there's a case to be made there as well, because the walk is a thoroughfare. It's the main point of access for your home. It needs to be safe and secure, so function rates just as highly as beauty. Are you still not convinced? Well, if you're afraid of the issues that face you, if you might try to redo an existing sidewalk, fear not. It's not as big a task as you might imagine. If your old walk has been haunting you daily, make plans to replace it while the weather's still kind of cool. You have more time now than you will later in the spring and summer. A new walk could be the beginning of a wonderful landscape remodeling, or, of course, you could also hire a landscape contractor to do the job for you. But there are also options for the avid do-it-yourselfer. Start with a plan. Know where you want the new walk to go and how you want it to get there. It needs to be wide enough for two adults to walk side by side. The approach to the front door or the landing probably needs to broaden out. The walk needs to be smooth to be safe, and it needs to drain properly so that rainwater and ice don't collect where they could become hazards. That may involve subtle grade changes. Be careful that you don't redirect the flow of rainfall runoff where you don't really want it. Long sweeping curves are most graceful. Straight lines that split the front yard like a zipper are least natural. Use your garden hose to play with the direction you might want to have your walk follow. Once you have a design you like, drive small stakes in place to delineate it. Think about it for a few days before you make any commitment. Visualize how it will look and how it's going to function. Most old walks are simple poured concrete. It may have weathered gracelessly over the years. Perhaps it's deteriorated from freezing and thawing, or it may have become stained. More likely, tree roots have pushed it up and created hazardous breaks. Buy yourself a good set of goggles and a heavy sledgehammer. You'll be amazed at how quickly you can break out the chunks. The hardest task of them all will be getting rid of the old concrete. What options do you have for new walkway surfaces? Well, interlocking concrete pavers are terrific. So are hard-fired brick paving stone and flagstones and other natural stones. Patterned concrete is a new rage, and exposed aggregate is always attractive. So lots of different options in walkways. I'm Neil Sperry. Bordering plants in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. A first look at your sports at 6:53, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Well, the Aggie baseball team, 24 hours late, but they got their 7th win and its 20th win of the year last night when they scored 3 runs in the top of the 10th and went on to beat UT Arlington 7-4 at Clay Gould Park in Arlington. After Matt Yingle and Jacob House tied the score at 2-2 with back-to-back home runs in the second inning, UTA took back the lead 3-2 in the third, but A&M went up 4-3 in the fourth, but the Mavs tied it again in the bottom of the fourth. Stayed that way until the top of the 10th when A&M scored the go-ahead run on a UTA throwing error on a pickoff and added 2 more cushion runs on RBIs by Charlie Curl and Brandon Wood. Nick Fleece got the win in relief. Joaquin Hinojosa got the save. The Aggies will go to Manhattan to meet Kansas State this weekend. They lead the Big 12 right now at 5-1. Last time the Texas A&M women's basketball team had a chance to go to the Final Four was 2008, but that time they lost by 8 points to Tennessee and their superstar Candace Parker in Oklahoma City. Marianne Baker, Sydney Colson, and Tyra White were seniors this year. They were freshmen on that team. But several of the former members, like Aquanisha Franklin, Danielle Gadd, Demetria Buchanan, and Katrina LaBaja, were in the stands this past Sunday in Dallas to cheer their team on. And the team knew full well the part that those alums had getting A&M to this Final Four. Here's Sydney Colson.
I'm one of the few players who was here when we played with like that key group of girls that took us to the Elite Eight when we played against Tennessee and lost 3 years ago. And I knew that they were really proud of us at that point. You know, all of them told us before the game that, you know, they were going to be back to support us, and just having them there to see what they helped to build in this program was a huge deal. So, I mean, we give a lot of thanks to them. And, you know, they were shedding tears in the stands more than us on the court. So, you know, there's some crybabies, but I mean, we love them to death. They're always there to support us. And, you know, they had our backs from the get-go, and, you know, they're the people who always believed in us, you know.
The Aggies are leaving today for Indianapolis, where they will meet Stanford Sunday a little after 6 in the national semifinal game. ESPN.com reporting, a former Texas A&M assistant football coach says that a man from a Texas-based recruiting service sought payment from the school for Patrick Peterson. Van Malone told ESPN that Will Lyles of Complete Scouting Services contacted him in 2007.
A few days after the kids' visit, Will calls and calls me, and, you know, we talk a little bit about the visit, and then the conversation shifted to, if you want this kid, there are other schools that want him as well, but they're willing to pay certain amounts of money, and around the $80,000 mark was something that you know, we were going to have to beat as a university to be able to obtain the services of this kid.
That was from ESPN. Malone is now an assistant at Tulsa. He says that he told Lyles that A&M does not pay for players. Peterson ended up at LSU, won several postseason awards as a cornerback, and is expected to be a high first-round draft pick next month. The executive director of the Bowl Championship Series is confident that the BCS could boot the Fiesta Bowl out of the system that college football uses to crown a champion before its contract with the game expires in 3 years. The Fiesta Bowl fired longtime CEO and President John Junker Tuesday, one day after an internal report uncovered excessive compensation, non-business, and inappropriate expenditures and inappropriate gifts. Bill Hancock tells the AP in a phone interview that the BCS, quote, will not be associated with this kind of behavior. The BCS has set up a task force to help determine if the leaders of major college football want to continue doing business with the Fiesta Bowl. And the A&M men's tennis team went to 18-4 for the year yesterday with a 6-1 win over Rice in Houston. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning, everyone. It's 6:58 for Atkinson Toyota. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You don't think those people in Dallas are kind of hoping that happens? Huh?
Yeah. Well, Chip and Scott Clendenin were talking about this extensively on his show last night, and and how you think Jerry has his finger in this pie a little bit.
He's made that call. That's for sure.
Yeah, he'd love to have that Cotton Bowl kicked up a notch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
The Brazos Valley Symphony Season of Local Connections comes to an exciting finale on Sunday, April 10th at 5 p.m. Music director Marcelo Busigi conducts the orchestra and concert hall favorites Capriccio Italien by Tchaikovsky and Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Works written by composers with roots in the Brazos Valley, Trent Hanna and George Housel will also be featured. Join us April 10th at Rudder Theater for this concert. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit bvso.org or call the MSC box office.
Mom, I'm bored.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. If your business wants to reach active parents and families with your advertising message, find out more about Brazos Family Magazine. Call Sam Jones at 695...
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The fighting not letting up in Libya. As NATO takes command of the operation targeting Gaddafi's forces, Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
That's right, NATO is now enforcing the no-fly zone. Plus, word of CIA teams now among the rebels, but NATO today warning the UN mandate does not, in its assessment, permit arming the rebels. Meanwhile, a loss today for the Gaddafi regime. Foreign Minister Moussa Koussa defecting, arriving here in Britain. Britain's Foreign Secretary saying it shows Gaddafi's regime
is fragmented, under pressure, and crumbling from within.
William Hague urging others in Gaddafi's circle to turn against him too. Dave?
Alistair, radiation around Japan's damaged nuclear plant now more than 4,000 times recommended levels. In a village 25 miles away, getting high readings.
It's been advised to the Japanese government that we should take careful decisions.
Cabinet Secretary Yuki Odono through a translator. Those decisions could include expanding the exclusion zone around the plant where workers in full hazmat suits keep finding more bodies of quake tsunami victims. Can Congress get a budget deal done to avert a government shutdown next week? Vice President Biden's optimistic. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Well, after a meeting last night with Senate Democrats, Vice President Biden announced an agreement on $73 billion in cuts to this year's still unfinished budget. That's from what President Obama had requested. This is lower than the $100 billion that House Republicans originally passed, but it's also considerably higher than what Democrats originally offered. It would represent $33 billion in actual cuts off of 2010 spending levels. But the devil is in the details. There's still no agreement on the composition of those cuts. Democrats unhappy with Republican cuts to things like Planned Parenthood and public broadcasting. Dave?
Mike in Ohio. Protesters booing the state Senate has approved a bill to restrict public union collective bargaining similar to Wisconsin's. Ohio's Republican governor will sign it. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 898-STEEL. 898-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. Saturday, April 2nd, producing eggs at home is a growing interest. Learn about equipment, housing needs, and managing your flock for nutrition and protection this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
Put the power back in your power tools and save $5 on a new cordless tool battery at Batteries Plus. Save on batteries for cordless drills, screwdrivers, saws, sanders, and more. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Offer valid on Rayovac cordless tool batteries only. Offer good through April 30th, 2011. Other exclusions may apply.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holland, and now through April 30th, and receive $5 off select cordless tool batteries after mail-in rebate. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Are you ready for live music, food, fun, and festivities right here in College Station? Well, you're in luck. The City of College Station presents the 6th Annual Duck Jam Music Festival, coming Friday and Saturday, April 29th and 30th at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. On Friday, join the Lofts at Wolfpin Creek for a packed night of live music. Saturday, grab the kids and join us for a family-friendly day of live music, dog jumping, barbecue cook-off, and sample food from local restaurants. Check out duckjam.org for more info and for tickets and hotel information. Look up Duck Jam on Facebook.
Sterling Auto Group is the place to get the best deal on the all-new 2011 GMC Sierra V8 four-door. Save over $7,000 off this capable truck featuring a refined interior and built for off-road handling. Or choose 0% financing for 60 months. Take advantage of the savings now on the 2011 Sierra V8 four-door. Only at Sterling on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 46 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-70s should be very nice, and even warmer tomorrow by about 10 degrees. We'll tell you more about that coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Earth Moving Equipment has operated at the southeast corner of Highway 6 in Rock Prairie for some time, but Wednesday afternoon was the official groundbreaking for Scott & White's five-story, 143-bed acute care hospital. Among the speakers was Scott & White's incoming chief executive, Bob Pryor.
Day, but the people that count are the patients that come to Scott & White. If you look out over the horizons, you see all the rooftops. These are where the patients come from that come to Scott & White every day to get that experience of care and that quality of care. And to those people, that's who we really dedicate this new hospital for.
On his next to last day as chief executive officer, Dr. Al Knight estimated being a part of between 10 and 25 groundbreaking programs.
You know, we've been here 25 years, and our model of care integrates directly with hospitals and doctors and post-acute care and rehab facilities. And we think we provide the best quality of care when we can have a continuum of care and everyone working together. And that's why we really needed this hospital and other clinics and other services to really provide the highest quality care.
The summer of 2013 is the targeted completion for the hospital and an adjacent clinic. We haven't heard much from Austin about what the new census will do with legislative and congressional boundaries, but redistricting is taking shape in Bryan, where Mayor Jason Byinski expects big changes.
You will see two Hispanic single member districts for this next go around. So it has changed, and we're going to embrace the changes and keep moving Bryan forward.
Byinski says the city secretary is working with an outside firm to develop new council boundaries. A College Station man has been arrested for the 9th time on drug charges. 30-year-old Jory Barham was busted for the 2nd time this month, both times by the same College Station police officer. The officer was leaving the convenience store at the corner of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Welsh Tuesday when he noticed a car pulling in with an outdated tag. As the driver went into the store, the officer parked in the lot shared by the store and the library. While watching the driver for at least 15 minutes, the officer remembered arresting Barham earlier this month for manufacturing a controlled substance. The officer then learned there was an outstanding warrant for his arrest from Madison County. Barham was arrested and then found with methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Local law enforcement is seeing more cases involving counterfeit money. College Station Police Officer Rhonda Seaton says that includes counterfeit checks and $100 bills. With the cash, Seaton normally suggests using detection pens.
However, in the case of these $100 bills, the detection pens aren't working. And merchants, people, whoever, should not just use one method. They should try to use a variety of methods to determine whether or not a bill is good or not.
In addition or instead of pens, you can also get the money damp. Much of the current counterfeit money comes from inkjet printers. Ink from those machines smears when wet. The Texas House begins 2 days of marathon sessions today, talking about the state's precarious budget situation. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
Today, the House takes up bills that would close this year's budget gap. Tomorrow, the House is scheduled to take up the next two-year budget. On both days, there'll be plenty of groups calling on the House not to cut programs like Medicaid, which Teresa Little counts on to care for her granddaughter who has a terminal disease.
I implore you. Please leave our Medicaid alone.
There will also be rallies against cuts to education and a vigil on the Capitol steps from the time the debate on the main budget bill starts tomorrow until it ends, which could be early Saturday morning.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Authorities have added four murder counts to the case against the operator of a Houston home daycare center where a fire killed four children last month. 22-year-old Jessica Tata was already charged with four counts of manslaughter, six counts of reckless injury to a child, and three counts of abandoning a child. One count of reckless injury to a child was dismissed. The charges stem from the February 24th fire that also injured three children. Tata pleaded not guilty to the earlier charges and is scheduled to be arraigned on the murder charges tomorrow. And Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan got his first taste of confidential information Wednesday involving United States involvement in Libya.
What is our goal? I mean, the president is still struggling to define that well for us. What are the objectives that we consider to be the measures of success? What's our exit strategy? How do we get out of this? Then I've got another big question, and that is who's keeping an eye on the big destabilizing force in the Middle East today while this is going on? And that's Iran. I mean, to me, we have just given Iran another opportunity to go mess around in other areas, for instance, like Syria.
Flores believes Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Defense Secretary Robert Gates should lead what the U.S. does in the Middle East, saying their apparent direction is clearer than that of the president. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 46 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Let's say it's Saturday morning. You've got a horrible toothache. You need to get in touch with your dentist and fast. You need to talk to a dentist. You call the office. There's no answer because it's the weekend. So what good does it do for you to talk to an answering machine because you want to talk to a person? Find out when the next available time is that you can see a dentist. If you're in the medical field, remember, answering machines drive customers away. People want access, they want immediate answers, and they want attention. For less than $3 a day, Bryan 800 Answering Service works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bryan 800 Answering Service will always be here in town, locally. People who live right here are answering the calls when you're away or when you're in need. There are no long-term contracts required. Why not get in touch with Bryan 800 Answering Service and see how they can help you with their local service? Contact Bryan 800 Answering Service. Call 775-4800, 775-4800. Or click Bryan800.com.
Get slam dunk savings at Allen Honda during the March sales event madness. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2011 Accord, Civic, CRV, Fit, and Insight. Get 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2011 Pilot. Or drive the lane with low lease payments, like $190 per month for up to 36 months on the 2011 Civic Sedan. We've got a great selection of inventory during the March sales event madness. So hurry in now to Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Here goes 7:13. Let's check some weather. We have it for you. It's brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
Sunshine will move into the region today, and that's going to allow temperatures to warm up a bit. In fact, we look very warm over the next 72 hours. We should be somewhere between 76 and 81 today. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 60. Tomorrow, partial sun. Temperatures, they're probably going to be around 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 65 to 70. During the day Saturday, we'll see sunshine. High temperatures on Saturday between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggie baseball team won their seventh in a row. Now they try to keep their lead in the Big 12 race. It's very early. Only two weekends are done, but they go to Kansas State this weekend to try to improve on their 5-1 record. We will talk about that, talk about the mess in the BCS with the Fiesta Bowl. That and baseball season starts today. Yeah, Major League Baseball season starts for real today. Astros and the Rangers start tomorrow. We'll talk about all that and more coming up in sports.
Well, and remember, there was a time when opening day was strictly for the Cincinnati Reds.
Uh-huh.
They always got that honor.
Yeah.
The reason why they were the oldest team in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They started back in 1860 as the Cincinnati Red Legs.
Yeah.
In honor of that distinction, they let Indians in free. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Anyway.
Really?
Really?
Major League Baseball.
He went there, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
In fact, some fans in Cincinnati have been trying to come up with the idea of making opening day an official Cincinnati holiday. Of course, let's take one more day off work, okay? Anyway, as you say, there's a whole bunch of games right along with the Reds. So
yeah. Well, no, actually, there's one, two, three, four, five, six. There's six games today.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, there's a handful of games today, and then rest of them tomorrow.
Oh, boy. So. Just can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies are going to win. You know what I mean?
It's looking like it. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Well, I'd say so.
If you've been led, the Phillies are kind of bunged up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, well, that's okay. They'll get there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they'll get unbunged. Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Got that Roy O guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Roy H.
Yeah.
And Cliff L.
Yeah, Cliff. And, they got the Cliffster.
Yeah. All those former players that used to play in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Oh, yeah.
I guess if anybody cared.
You make a Hall of Fame team out of people that used to play for the Astros and the Rangers. Yeah.
While we're talking about that, you know, we talked about how the ESPN contest to pick the Final Four, they had like 5.9 million
uh-huh.
people. And
two got it right.
Two got it right.
Mm-hmm.
A South Carolina fourth grader. South Carolina fourth grader, that'd be 10-year-old Patrick Lindsay,
uh-huh.
picked the teams, the Final Four. It's part of a project in his teacher's class. How's that make you feel?
He was throwing darts.
Bracket picking exercise was part of some. Yeah, he just liked the name Butler. Okay. Anyway.
His dad probably said, "You're not really going to turn that in, are you?
Son, you're going to embarrass the whole family."
You dang are. Right. Come on.
Dad, have you seen my bracket? Shut up, boy. Nobody cares.
Bracket picking contest was part of something called March Madness Poetry, which is a tie-in with
of course
Poetry Month, which we all knew, of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Patrick decided to use, the teacher there decided to use basketball to teach other subjects like geography. And each week, the students would pick the winners of each game and post them in the classroom. Oh, so he got a chance to do it along the way. It wasn't like all at once in a bracket.
Yeah, I see.
It's like he'd pick, you know, it's time to turn your stuff in. So.
Oh, you mean he picked them as they
right
before they were
that doesn't qualify.
Oh, no, of course, we'd have all done so much better. We would have all picked the Final Four.
Yeah, get out of here, you little snot-nosed kid.
Yeah, there. We would have all picked. Well, who?
Yeah.
VCU to beat Kansas,
of course.
Right?
Oh,
yeah, sure we would.
Duh.
I mean,
duh. How difficult would that be?
anyway. Well, you know, our local little here in our office contest. Yeah. Don't ask why I bring that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think it's the first time that it's been over, complete, done before the Final Four even got played.
And can you believe it, Chase? This year there's no money involved.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's just an attaboy.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got the attaboy.
Okay. Well,
that's right.
Attaboy
little,
for you.
Yeah, and it's in my wallet.
Okay. There you go.
All right. So Tom just confessed to breaking the law on the radio.
Did.
No, I got my little attaboy card.
Oh,
I want to thank you all for signing it.
Oh, that's
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we've talked about supersizing in all forms, have we not? And the American trends, as we transition into being more sizable, shall we say, or in the words of the coach, you're just plain...
Sorry.
Fat! There you go. First it was ambulances, then it was buses. Now, crash test dummies. They're being enlarged in response to the country's epidemic of being
fat.
Current child safety seats for kids between the ages of 1 and 4 are tested up to a maximum of 40 pounds, while belt position booster seats, which protect kiddos weighing more than 40 pounds, are only safe for taller children age 4 and above. The problem is that toddlers and children who are
fat
are reaching 40 pounds by the age of 2 and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
Let that settle in for you. 40 pounds at 2 and a half, which means that they're too heavy for the forward-facing safety seats and too young for the short shoulder booster seat. How about bigger kid-size crash test dummies? One's been developed for about 10 years. So there you go. That in mind, a Connecticut math teacher is fighting.
I really don't feel so bad now because
the boy?
The boy is, he's like in the 50th percentile.
Okay.
He's a little guy.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, he turned 2 earlier this month. He's still comfortably, other than, the length of the pants tends to be a problem, but 18 months still fits him fine.
Yeah, well.
But you put him in some 2Ts.
Mm-hmm.
And, pants on the ground.
Yeah.
Pants on the ground.
Playing that for him, are you?
No, he doesn't care.
Okay.
He really doesn't care, yeah, okay. Which just makes me respect him that much more.
Yeah. What does he care?
Food.
Okay.
He does like his food.
Okay. Well, that's all right. I just didn't know if there's any kind of other stimulus there that's.
He likes to fuss at the dogs.
Oh, okay.
He'll put his little finger up and fuss at them.
Uh huh. Yeah. Okay.
And he likes hanging out with Dad and watching a little TV.
That's
so cool.
All right. A Connecticut math teacher fighting to keep his job after a student who is
fat.
Yep. Didn't have his homework, and the teacher asked if he ate it.
Oh! Yeah, see? Don't make fun of Fatty. It's not his fault.
He's been placed on administrative leave after the comment to the student, who previously had been teased by others about his weight. Unless you think it's a one-time incident, cut the teacher some slack. A school district official says the comment was the latest in a string of remarks that he has made in his 32-year career, so... He is going to be gone. He is.
This was where?
This would have been in Connecticut somewhere.
Well, there'll be a union that'll step up for him.
Yeah.
So
make sure that he gets his full retirement benefits and he gets to go ahead and get a raise. Okay, now we learned from watching Ghostbusters that for busting ghosts, there's nothing that beats your well-placed zap of protons, right, out of your positron collider that you have on your backpack.
Sure.
Now researchers at Harvard are working on a technique that could, in fact, let future firefighters do their job kind of the same way, using an electric beam to put out flames. The futuristic method, based on the whole observation that we've seen that electric fields can do funny things to flames, make them sputter, and sometimes snuff them out. At a presentation at the American Chemical Society meeting earlier this week, researchers watched flames as tall as a foot high be knocked out by electrical charges. That could be kind of interesting.
Hmm.
Change the way that we fight fires. Okay, you've heard about Ritalin, right? Yeah, uh-huh. How many of those ADHD kids there taking that Ritalin? Well, testimony yesterday, the Food and Drug Administration said maybe you should just lay off the jelly beans. So watch for this. The Jelly Belly people can't be happy about this.
Oh, no.
Expected to rule today whether artificial food dyes cause ADHD in children. Currently approved for processing, the petroleum-based food colorings heighten the intensity of everything from Cheetos to Lucky Charms. Now, we can't have drab Cheetos. I'm sorry. I was never a Lucky Charms thing.
I'm no racist, but yeah. I do not want a white Cheeto.
No, that's true. It's okay. And you want it to be...
That's right. You like orange people, right?
Yeah. I love them.
I see orange people. Yeah.
Love me some orange people. Yeah.
Right. That's right.
Well, or reddish. You know, they have the hot ones that
see,
are
kind
of almost
red. I can't do those.
Oh, no?
I'm kind of
a
purist. Would
you do rub your eye once or what?
No. I like spicy, but no. Got to pass.
The problem with Cheetos, because Cheeto is hard to get out of a white shirt. You know?
Oh yeah, if you do the old shirt napkin thing, forget it.
Oh yeah, you get Cheetle on your white shirt. I mean, it's there. It's done. Change your shirt, or it's not like you can, You can water it to death and hope it dries away, because it'll just dry as orange.
That Tide pen's not going to help you.
Uh-huh.
No. I've always thought, though, the rule of thumb, though, when eating Cheetos out of the bag, you know, is always do it in somebody else's car.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books today. We'll match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. To learn more, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
Hurry in to Amish Furniture for Generations. Kent is back from show and ready for you to see all the new items that he has brought back. New pieces, new builders, new books to view, lots and lots of new. Experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that will give you years of enjoyment. Find the perfect piece for your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office. These exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid oak, cherry, and maple woods with special attention to all the details that transform furniture into heirlooms. Custom orders are available, too. At Amish Furniture for Generations, you can pick the type of wood, stained, and finish to your preference, because each piece of furniture is bench-built by one craftsman. Stop by today and see all the new pieces that Kent has brought back from show at Amish Furniture for Generations on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
I'm Chuck Morrow. At Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, we claim to be the best flooring dealer in the area. Why? We not only offer the best name brand products, we install what we sell.
And this is Scott Razor. We don't just sell flooring for your home, but we offer all types of products for rental property and commercial buildings and offices.
Our knowledgeable flooring consultants have been with us for years, and we continue to train them on the latest products available.
We also offer interest-free financing for our customers. We don't just claim to be the best.
At Carpet Outlet, we prove it every day.
Hey, time for the weather. It's brought to you this morning by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center. Sunny, high temperature about 75 with calm winds, maybe out of the west at about 5. Tonight, clear, low around 53. On Friday, a high temperature of 85, low of 64. Then on Saturday and Sunday, we'll have highs in the lower to middle 80s as well. And not quite so warm on Monday, but still around 80. And a 30% chance of rain as it stands right now. Currently, our humidity is, that's for Monday. Currently, our humidity is 80%. Winds are calm. We have fair skies. And it's 49.
Have the kids gone off to college? Are you making room for a new baby? Or are you just tired of looking at the same old kitchen and bathroom for the last 15 years? If you are ready to make the change, call the Marriott Group. Hi, this is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for 33 years. We use the same superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials when remodeling your home as we do when building a new one. Call the Marriott Group today and get your change started. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley for 5 years.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
David Cox of North Raleigh recently teamed up with other homeowner association members to petition city and state officials to add some traffic lights near their North Carolina neighborhood. Now, this simple petition put them at odds with their government. An engineering consultant hired by the city said the lights weren't needed. So Mr. Cox and other residents drew up a detailed 8-page document complete with maps, diagrams to press their case. In other words, they did their homework. As a result, Mr. Cox is now being investigated. Kevin Lacey, the chief traffic engineer for North Carolina's Department of Transportation, has requested a state licensing agency investigate Mr. Cox for, get this, practicing engineering without a license. The state chief traffic engineer denies he's trying to hush Mr. Cox up by investigating him. He claims he filed a complaint because Mr. Cox's petition appears to be engineering-level work by somebody who is not a professional licensed engineer. Mr. Cox, apparently guilty of being smart, says his group's request for traffic lights was simply to make their neighborhood safe. So American citizens petitioning their government are threatened for intelligently making their case. A government official, an unelected bureaucrat in this case, apparently sees nothing wrong with using governmental power to stomp on a citizen who dares disagree with the all-knowing, all-powerful state. This bureaucrat's arrogant attitude's pervasive from the local and state levels all the way up to the federal government among people who have forgotten or never understood why this country was formed in the first place.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 800-98-STEEL. 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call AMCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call AMCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 46 degrees right now at the studios. Sunshine today, high in the mid-70s, should be very nice. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Many shovels of dirt were tossed around Wednesday afternoon while graders and other heavy equipment did the real work. It was all at the site of the new Scott & White Hospital and Clinic at Rock Prairie Road and Highway 6. This is the last groundbreaking for Al Knight in his next to last day as chief executive. Dr. Knight says the College Station campus takes the best of what Scott & White has done elsewhere.
So we've learned a great deal from those activities, and we've taken all of that learning and bringing it here. So we're optimistic that we're going to get it right the first time. This is a very big project for us, and we continue to be just more than excited. I think we're actually emotional about this one. This one is so special to all of us at Scott & White.
Among those speaking was Scott & White's chief medical officer for the College Station region, Dr. William Rayburn.
We want to be a healthcare destination. We want to continue our strong commitment to teaching tomorrow's physicians with the Texas A&M Health Science Center of College Medicine, the nursing school, and we want to give a nod to collaborative practice in the future.
The 143-bed acute care hospital and adjacent clinic are scheduled for completion in the summer of 2013. Ryan Mayor Jason Bayinski says updated census numbers mean creation of a second Hispanic-dominated council district.
We're going to embrace the changes and keep moving Brian forward there, but it's a process that the council has very little influence
sure.
in. It'll be done by the experts and by our staff and come up with a fair process that will continue moving us forward in the next 10 years.
Very little has come out of Austin about what the new census will do with legislative and congressional boundaries. The patience of a College Station police officer paid off in the arrest of a drug suspect for the second time this month. Court records indicate 30-year-old Jory Barham of College Station was arrested March 2nd, accused of manufacturing a controlled substance. It was Tuesday night. The officer who arrested Barham saw him again, this time driving into a convenience store parking lot at the corner of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Welsh. Seeing the car had an outdated tag, the police officer parked in a lot shared by the store and the city library. Once the officer made the connection to the first arrest, he watched Barham go in and out of the store for at least 15 minutes. During that same time, the patrolman learned there was a warrant in Madison County for Barham's arrest. Barham was arrested and at that time for the out-of-county charge, along with possessing methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. There's a new rash of counterfeit money and checks making the rounds of local businesses. Tips from Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department include one from the Secret Service.
The vast majority of the counterfeits currently produced and circulated are made with color inkjet printers, just mainly because they're cheap to get and they're easy to use. And because inkjet printers spray colored dots on the paper, you can often see a dotted pattern on the notes, especially in the background of the bills. And it's because the printer is coloring the entire surface, and genuine money isn't white.
Seaton says some fake $100 bills are getting past those using ink detection pens, leading merchants to use other means to confirm what actually is real money. If the president has his way, the United States will cut its consumption of foreign oil by a third, but rather than talk about drilling offshore or in the oil-rich regions of the U.S., President Obama is pushing for alternative energy sources, begging the question which one might actually work.
Pete Hartigan, alternative technology manager at Ford, says the most promising technology today is electric cars.
You can run your vehicle at about a dollar a gallon gasoline equivalent.
He says technologies like hydrogen and ethanol are also being researched, but he says gasoline is just too good a vehicle fuel, and even at $3.50 a gallon, it's cheaper than most of the alternatives. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And as President Obama continues to expand the role of the United States in the Middle East, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan thinks that should be left up to two members of the cabinet. Flores says one is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
I'm almost of the opinion that she ought to take an even larger role. I think between Secretary Gates and Secretary Clinton, we could have a cohesive foreign policy strategy that would be much better defined than what we have when the president's been involved.
Flores and other freshman members of Congress received a confidential briefing on the Mideast yesterday. WTAW News Time, 735, 46 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you see that?
What?
Her.
I did. But mainly I noticed how you were looking backward while driving forward.
I can't believe what they wear to games these days.
Did I mention how St. Joseph is ranked in the top 5% of spine and neck surgery nationwide?
I mean, it's enough to give a guy a heart attack.
Well, fortunately, St. Joseph is 5-star rated in coronary intervention, too.
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Congregation Beth Shalom will be hosting its annual Deli on the Brazos box lunch fundraiser on April 11th. The cost is $10, which includes a quarter-pound corned beef or turkey sandwich, a pickle, a bag of chips, and a cookie. Delivery is available for orders of 10 or more. Pickup is available at the synagogue at 101 North Coulter Drive in Bryan from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. To request an order form or for additional information, call 979-574-9437. That number again, 979-574-9437.
You've done your part. You're insured. Now a big windstorm has swept through the area and damaged your roof. You find yourself fighting with your insurance company because they don't want to replace your entire roof. Don't fight for what is rightfully yours. Call Insurance Claim Specialists. They're here to fight for you. With over 70 years of experience, Insurance Claim Specialist specializes in property damage, handling fires, earthquakes, floods, wind, hail, hurricanes, vandalism, and any other type of damage to your commercial property or home. Call toll-free 866-582-4591 for a free evaluation of your claim. That's 866-582-4591.
Batteries Plus is trimming the cost of lawn and garden batteries. Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $5 on a new battery for your riding lawnmower, cordless trimmer, weed whacker, leaf blower, and more. Batteries Plus, the replace it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Offer valid on Extreme lawn and garden batteries only. Offer good through May 31st, 2011. Other exclusions may apply.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, now through May 31st, and receive $5 off select lawn and garden batteries after mail-in rebate. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. Time for us to check some weather, brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is going to be building into the region. This system is going to be responsible for some sunshine. Temperatures will be up to 76 to 81 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. Partial sun's forecast for tomorrow. I think temperatures are probably going to be near 85. Tomorrow night, a few clouds, mild, 65 to 70. And we're in for a warm and sunny start to the weekend. Saturday will be partly sunny with highs between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, we'll talk about the NBA as they round down their regular season. Then everybody gets to play in the playoffs after that. We'll talk about that. The Houston Shell Open starts today at the Redstone Golf Club over in Humble, Texas. We'll talk about that. And, of course, we'll brag more on the Aggie women's basketball team headed to the Final Four today. All that and more coming up in sports.
Today is Bunsen Burner Day. It was the one reason all of us, well, no, the one reason we took chemistry is because we had to. One reason we enjoyed it, we kept waiting for the day we could use the Bunsen burner.
Heck yeah.
So how many times, you know, as I look back in my high school chemistry, I think we only used the Bunsen burner one day.
Really? Oh, yeah. We did better than that at Clarksville.
Oh, did you? Well.
Yeah, we Bunsened a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think it was just
then I got to college and used it even more.
Yeah, that was kind of the carrot, the kind of carrot deal where he says, okay, you know, if you're, you know, we're going to do the Bunsen burner this week, and then we wouldn't, and then they push, you know, kick the can down the road. But
they thought twice about letting me use it again after I caught my hand on fire.
See?
In a lab at Heldenfels Hall.
Well, there you go. Caught your hand on fire?
Really?
Yeah, caught a finger on fire.
There's people who could tell the story.
What'd you have on there?
It all started with, I was in a hurry. Because after all, they tell you, you know, the lab's like 3 hours long, and they say, you know, when you get finished, you're done. Well, you tell a college freshman that, and you're like, I'm out of here, man.
Right. I am done.
So I was supposed to be swirling, I believe it was methanol, over an open flame in an Erlenmeyer flask.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which is the one that kind of, kind of comes up the little neck there.
Yes.
I'd grabbed a beaker instead. So when I was swirling,
why did you grab a Muppet? I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Meep,
meep. Yeah, but I know. You said it.
I did.
I was looking in my book and swirling this over the open flame, and I just hear, and I looked, and my hand was
on fire.
Yeah. I said,
my
ow.
My hand's on fire.
Like, ow. I said, oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What shall we do?
Yes. And the only thing that burned, though, other than the methanol, was where my thumb was touching the beaker.
Uh-huh.
And that burned pretty good. I had a nice second degree about the size of a dime on there.
Well, there you are.
That was fun.
At least your reflexes were working.
Oh, yeah. And how.
There's our chemistry story for today. So thank you, Robert Bunsen. New study. It's a new study that finds that the stereotype is true that men do not go to the doctor unless there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Well, that's just that.
Hey, I'm feeling great. Think I'll make a doctor appointment.
Sure.
No, we don't do that.
I believe there's a condition for that. It's called hypochondria.
Mm-hmm. Small sample, 520, nationwide survey.
Uh-huh.
Now, nearly half of all men, 18 to 50, don't have a primary care physician.
Well, now that's not good.
I got one of those.
You're not in a demo. It's 18 to 50s we're talking about.
I used to be in the demo.
Okay. But they don't have
But you're right. When I was in that demo, I probably didn't. Yeah.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
70% have never.
Still your pediatrician, Scott. Yeah. Come on, fess up.
Right. Hey, the height chart's on the wall, okay?
That's right.
Get off my back.
He walks in.
You still, huh?
Yeah. 70%.
Can I get a lollipop?
70% have never had a prostate exam. 40% of men in their 40s have never had their cholesterol tested. 39% said they could stand to lose 20 pounds or more.
Mm-hmm.
58% say they think about healthiness and what they should eat, but they indulge anyway.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Well, we joked about it earlier, and it's really no joke. I mean, if you get over 50, you should do that cholesterol
and
prostate
absolutely.
And all of that. Yeah. I mean, they're serious when those ads come out and say, do that. And I have, so.
So with that in mind.
And I know 100% of our listeners were worried that you hadn't.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
no.
They
well,
were, how you doing today, Charlie? Oh, I'm worried about Tom.
I noticed Tom hadn't shared his personal medical history with us on the air lately.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm
Shut
proud
up,
of
you
it.
Guys.
Next Wednesday, he'll be. Hang on. Next Wednesday, he'll be reading his numbers from his blood test.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, caller, what's up?
Scott, you mean Bob is your pediatrician?
I couldn't. Yes.
I heard pediatrician.
Wasn't nice about me, so I'm not going to let him repeat it. Now, some of these things that you try to do that you think are good for you, all right, we're going to try to help you out a little bit because you live and die by the healthy labels on your snacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
These aren't too healthy. It's only 100 calories.
Well, yeah, I got five more bags right there on the seat of the car, but aside from that. Now, yogurt.
Yeah.
Now, it has live cultures.
Right.
But there's lots of sweet stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. You get that. Yeah, I had myself some key lime pie yogurt
just
the other
day.
Now,
what is that doing to help?
Yeah.
I got some chocolate mousse yogurt. Wow. Yeah. Uh-huh. Instant oatmeal. Did you know that Pop-Tarts often have as much sucrose as instant oatmeal?
So you're saying put down the oatmeal and opt for the Pop-Tarts?
No. Well, if that's the, it's just as good as what you're doing if it's instant oatmeal.
Well, now the regular oatmeal that comes in the cylindrical box.
Yeah.
You if you don't get the packets that are the multi-flavored and all that.
Hey, don't judge me.
Yeah. That apple and cinnamon oatmeal is so good for you.
If you get regular oatmeal and then if you have to, I don't know, you're the oatmeal guy, Scott, but I guess if you have to enhance the taste with a little, you know, maybe a quarter teaspoon of sugar or something like that, I guess that's okay.
Yeah,
right?
but again, don't get the apple and cinnamon Quaker Oats instant oatmeal.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, why bother, man?
Busted you, right.
Yeah.
Applesauce. Really? This is another case where you think that you're eating healthy.
Don't tell me.
Yeah.
I'm a big applesauce guy.
Well, but if you're buying it and it's got high fructose corn syrup in it.
Oh, we always check for that.
Got to make sure that you get the unsweetened kind. And green tea. Green tea.
Yeah.
Loaded with, with the antioxidants.
Lots of sugar.
That's great, but right. 61 grams of sugar in some of them.
Yeah.
So just go out and gnaw on some tree bark today.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We need to do that. So anyhow.
Fruits and veggies.
Yeah.
And lots of exercise.
Here are the latest tweets from the Bronx Zoo Cobra this morning.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. If y'all recall, the Bronx Zoo Cobra, was it over the weekend that it
something like that,
disappeared, and somebody decided to set up a Twitter account, and so now it's tweeting. Does anybody know if the Whole Foods in Columbus Circle sells organic mice? I like that. Give me your tired, your poor, your coiled masses yearning to breathe.
You'd think this is someone at the zoo.
Yeah, I would think so.
Just somebody like maybe, because you got to figure the organizational structure at the Bronx Zoo is pretty good size.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe it's somebody in the marketing department that just decided, okay, I'm going to have some fun with this.
Do that. Final tweet for today, getting on the ferry at Ellis Island. Let's hope it goes better than that time when we were on the plane.
The snakes.
Okay,
that one was pretty corny.
Yeah. That's okay. All right, so anyhow, as we get ready for the Final Four, which is coming up this weekend, in case you didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
Heard there was a pool in the office.
I'm not sure
who won.
Wonder how that went. Yeah. Hey, canine named Blue, one of the most spoiled players to make it to the Final Four, TMZ.com reports the 7-year-old Butler Bulldog mascot has his own seat on the chartered plane.
Oh, I wonder who got kicked off.
Yeah, really.
Stays in
the Boy Wonder coach is down there riding in the cargo area.
Hey! he gets to stay in 4-star hotels.
Yeah.
It's such a hot commodity, he has a security team. And word is that yesterday he had a spa appointment. So, saying.
It was some third assistant AD that got.
Yeah, really. Somebody in the sports information department.
Yeah, you weren't going to get to go. Oh, well, yeah, you can go, but you got to pay your own way. Or you can drive if you want to. You can do that. So, we'll make sure that you're there.
Indianapolis to Houston. See you there.
Yeah, because you're key. You're key to us. State Park Police in Washington, D.C. gave a traffic ticket to one of the Supremes.
I saw that.
Really?
Antonin Scalia,
A
little fender bender.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you get into a minor accident. Your first thought is, okay, is everybody all right? Yeah. I'm in one piece.
Yeah.
Before I assess the damage, that guy looks familiar.
He's gripping the steering wheel. He's wearing a black robe. What's that about?
He gets out and talks about how he's got about his briefs. I don't want to know all that.
Do you know where I am? Yeah.
Supreme Court, the left blinker might have been on.
The best brands of tires and wheels at the lowest prices in the Brazos Valley have been at the House of Tires for over 40 years. This is Sarah Alvarez, manager of House of Tires, encouraging you to take the House of Tires challenge. Shop our competitors' prices, bring them to us, and watch us beat their prices every time. With tire and wheel packages starting at just $7.99 and trade-ins available, get your House of Tires deal today. The House of Tires, corner of South Texas Avenue and Coulter in the big yellow building. House of Tires, 779-2458.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless
to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
What's your money language? I'm Dr. Julie Slattery with Focus on the Family. In 1992, Dr. Gary Chapman wrote the New York Times best-selling book, The Five Love Languages. I'd love to see him follow it up with a book on money languages. After all, when couples argue about budgets and bills, they're not just talking about dollars and cents. Money represents something unique to each one of us. It can symbolize things like power, security, achievement, generosity, or even freedom. Unfortunately, most couples don't know their own money language, let alone their spouses. She may be arguing to save what he spends, but they never learn to express why they approach money the way they do. Couples who stay united in how they use their money learn to understand what money represents for each of them. They become aware of the deep emotional feelings that often accompany their financial choices. Like, he wants to save some money in the bank because, ultimately, he's afraid of losing his job. Or she wants some money to spend because it represents her freedom. Ultimately, every couple needs to come to an agreement about how to do a budget, whether or not to save for retirement, and how to handle debt. But those discussions will be much more meaningful if you learn to discover the why behind the what. And to help your family thrive, visit our website at focusonthefamily.com. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
Victoria, an attorney in a large firm, talks about the Keurig brewing system, the single cup coffee system with over 200 varieties of coffees, teas, and more. Victoria, what does Keurig mean to you?
I'm a freak about Keurig. I have to tell you, it's sort of silly.
And what does Keurig mean to your clients?
They get to choose which kind of coffee they like versus being offered a generic cup of coffee.
To get Keurig in your office or to tell the world what Keurig means to you, visit Keurigmeans.com.
K-E-U-R-I-G means.com.
With Ally Bank's 24/7 live customer care, you can speak with a real person, not a machine, anytime you want. If you need to know the latest and greatest interest rate at 1 p.m. or check your account balance at 4 a.m., it's no problem. Just press 0 to speak with a knowledgeable customer care associate who will help answer your questions. Plus, we post our wait times right on our website, so not a moment of your time is wasted. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? Learn more at allybank.com. Member FDIC.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a final look at your sports, and here it is. The last time Texas A&M women's basketball team had a chance to go to the Final Four was 2008. They lost to Tennessee in Oklahoma City that day. Marianne Baker, Sydney Colson, Tyra White, they were freshmen on the teams that year. They're seniors on the team this year, but several former members of the A&M team who were on that team in 2008, like Aquanesha Franklin, Danielle Gant, Demetria Buchanan, Katrina LaBaja. They were in the stands this past Sunday in Dallas to cheer the team on. And the team knew full well the part that those alums had in getting A&M to this year's Final Four. Gary Blair was escorted from the court by those former players after he cut down the net.
They're the ones that have recruited these players. They're the ones that believed in the system and turned down offers from so-called better schools that had name recognition to come here. But that first recruiting class with Aquanesha and Rito and Marinicki, that was the class that turned it.
The Aggies are leaving today for Indianapolis, where they will meet Stanford Sunday a little after 6 o'clock in the national semifinal game. The Aggie baseball team did get that 7th straight win and their 20th win of the year last night. They scored 3 runs in the top of the 10th and went on to beat UT Arlington 7-4 in Arlington. Matt Yingle and Jacob House tied the score at 2-2 with back-to-back home runs in the second inning. UTA took back the lead 3-2 in the third, but A&M went up 4-3 in the fourth. But the Mavs tied it again in the bottom of the fourth, and it stayed that way until the top of the 10th. A&M scored the go-ahead run on a UTA throwing error on a pickoff try and then added 2 more cushion runs on RBIs by Charlie Curl and Brandon Wood. Nick Fleece got the win in relief. Joaquin Hinojosa got the save. The Aggies go to Manhattan, Kansas to take on the Wildcats this weekend. Aggies lead the Big 12 right now with a 5-1 record. A person familiar with the situation told the AP that Texas A&M linebacker Von Miller has been invited to the NFL draft, even though he's a plaintiff in a lawsuit against the league. Miller won the Butkus Award, of course, as the nation's top linebacker and is expected to be a high pick in the first round next month. He has not yet responded to the invitation, according to the source. Earlier this month, Miller joined Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and six other NFL players in the lawsuit seeking an injunction against the league's lockout. ESPN.com reporting a former A&M assistant football coach says that a man from a Texas-based recruiting service sought payment from the school for Patrick Peterson. Van Malone told ESPN that Will Lyles of Complete Scouting Services contacted him in 2007.
A few days after the kids' visit, Will calls and calls me, and you know, we talk a little bit about the visit, and then the conversation shifted to, if you want this kid, there are other schools that want him as well, but they're willing to pay certain amounts of money. And around the $80,000 mark was something that you know, we were going to have to beat as a university to be able to obtain the services of this kid.
Malone came to A&M with Dennis Franchione and stayed 1 year with Mike Sherman. He's now an assistant at Tulsa. He says that he told Lyles that A&M does not pay for players. Peterson, as you know, ended up at LSU, won several postseason awards as a cornerback, and is expected to be a high first-round pick next month. It's time to play baseball, weather permitting. There are six major league openers scheduled for today, including the Yankees hosting Detroit at Yankee Stadium and Atlanta taking on the Nationals in the nation's capital, where the forecast is for temperatures in the 40s with a chance of rain. Astros and defending American League champion Texas open tomorrow, Houston at Philadelphia, and Texas is hosting Boston. The Aggie men's tennis team went to 18-4 for the year with a 6-1 win over Rice in Houston yesterday. On Friday, both the men and the women are home at Mitchell Courts, the men hosting Texas Tech and the women hosting Oklahoma. Texas A&M will host the third annual Big 12 Equestrian Championships Friday and Saturday at the Brazos County Expo Center. A&M is the top-ranked team in the country and the top seed in the championship. A&M meets 4-seed Kansas State, while Oklahoma State meets Baylor in the other semifinal. Baylor and OSU have won the last two titles. And finally, this nice story. Golf sensation Ro Ishikawa says that he is giving all of his tournament earnings this year to the victims of the earthquake and tsunami in his native Japan. If he plays like he did last year when he was the number three guy on the money list, Ishikawa could wind up giving more than $2 million towards the relief effort. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville at 755. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The best in Buick can only be found at Sterling Auto Group. Right now, take this spacious and fuel-efficient 2011 Buick Enclave for 0% APR for 60 months. Or save up to $5,000 off the incredibly comfortable 2011 Buick Lucerne, a superior example of quiet luxury. Remember Sterling for the best in Buick on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University. Sterling makes it easy.
Gas prices extremely high, the economy still suffering right now, and if you're trying to sell your house, you know it is a buyer's market, which is not necessarily good when you're trying to sell your house. It does not pay to go with a realtor that does not make sure your home stands out above everyone else. You want to make sure your realtor does make sure your home stands out above all the others in your neighborhood and all the others in your price range. You want to make sure that your realtor communicates well. You want to make sure that your realtor goes above and beyond just putting a sign in your yard or black and white flyers in one of those bins on the sign. That's why Zweiker & Associates Real Estate specializes in great communication, specializes in great marketing, and specializes in making their clients' homes stand out head and shoulders above the others. Check them out, zarealestate.com. Make sure you get what you're looking for out of your realtor. Zweiker & Associates. Go to zarealestate.com, zarealestate.com.
Do you need a new website, or does your old website need a fresh new look? Are you missing sales because customers can't find you on the web?
HostWink.com has an amazing free offer just for you. With HostWink.com, you can register a new website address, choose a low-cost hosting package, and get a free website. Easy as a wink, HostWink.com. With HostWink.com, you can choose from one of our professionally designed sites, free. At HostWink.com, it's easy to customize your site by adding your information, selling points, and even your company logo. Best of all, you can change content on your website whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Just log on to HostWink.com and start building your own website today for as little as $3.95 a month. Sign up now and HostWink.com will give you 1 month of website hosting free. Use promo code Aggie. That's promo code Aggie and start saving today. HostWink.com, easy as a wink. HostWink.com, Aggie owned and operated.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Hey, here's some stats for you. It's about a minute till. Here's some stats from Nielsen about America's TV viewing habits. African-American, U.S. American homes use their televisions more than any other ethnic group, double the amount of Asians who watched the least TV. African-Americans spent, you ready? 7 hours and 12 minutes a day. 7 hours and 12 minutes a day.
Wow.
Watching TV.
Almost a third.
Yes. U.S. American average is 5 hours and 11 minutes. White homes, it was 5 hours and 2 minutes. Hispanics, 4 hours and 35 minutes. And Asians, 3 hours and 14 minutes. How many, what percentage of homes have DVRs?
Yeah.
That'd be 38%. White TV homes with the highest percentage at 40%. So there you are. African-American homes used more DVD and video games than other groups, according to the numbers.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The battle is still on for control of Libya.
There are more battles going on in the area of Ajdabiya. We know that yesterday Ras Lanouf fell to Gaddafi's troops. We're also told that there is shelling going on in Brega right now.
Fox's Rick Leventhal inside Libya. NATO is now in control of the operation targeting Gaddafi's forces. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
And NATO's commander said that handover
has been seamless with no gaps.
General Charles Bouchard. But NATO Secretary General today warning America and others the UN mandate does not permit arms drops to the rebels. This amid word of CIA teams now on the ground with the rebels. And meanwhile today a loss for Gaddafi, his foreign minister defecting, Moussa Koussa, arriving here in Britain, where officials say it shows the regime is crumbling from within. Dave?
Alistair, radiation levels now 4,000 times recommended amounts around Japan's quake-crippled nuclear plant, and it's spreading farther out. Fox News Radio's Mike Tuggle, live in Tokyo.
Dave, dangerous levels of radioactive cesium have been found 25 miles away from the plant. That has strengthened the call for the government to extend the mandatory 12-mile evacuation zone. While inside that zone, more than 1,000 bodies have been found but left untouched because of their high levels of radiation. Authorities don't know what to do with the bodies because the Japanese usually cremate their loved ones, but doing so would just spread more radiation into the air.
Like a slight dip in unemployment last week, first-time jobless claims down to 388,000 in the U.S., though recent weeks' numbers have been revised higher. The boys of summer are back, but the early spring opening day for the Yankees in New York will be almost wintry, cold, and rainy with a storm coming.
During the day Friday, which is going to provide us with a significant late-season snowfall.
The National Weather Service's Connor LaHiff. Some areas of New England could get a foot of snow. There are six ball games today, including the defending champion Giants playing the rival Dodgers. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
See that blue OnStar button on your mirror? Push it, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. Even if you're not an OnStar customer, even if you've never pushed your OnStar button before, go ahead and push it, and maybe, just maybe, you could win a top-end Cadillac CTS-V coupe, a GMC Sierra heavy-duty truck, a Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a stylish Buick LaCrosse. Heck, choose a cargo van if that's your thing. It's the vehicle of your choice. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you could be one of 10 people to win. There's no obligation. It's called the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes because it's all about reaching up and pushing that blue button. Now, Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Are you ready for live music, food, fun, and festivities right here in College Station? Well, you're in luck. The City of College Station presents the 6th Annual Duck Jam Music Festival, coming Friday and Saturday, April 29th and 30th at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. On Friday, join the Lofts at Wolfpin Creek for a packed night of live music. Saturday, grab the kids and join us for a family-friendly day of live music, dog jumping, barbecue cook-off, and sample food from local restaurants. Check out duckjam.org for more info and for tickets and hotel information. Look up Duck Jam on Facebook.
Get slam dunk savings at Allen Honda during the March sales event madness. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2011 Accord, Civic, CRV, Fit, and Insight. Get 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2011 Pilot. Or drive the lane with low lease payments, like $190 per month for up to 36 months on the 2011 Civic Sedan. We've got a great selection of inventory during the March sales event madness. So hurry in now to Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
WTAW News Time, 8:05, 48 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, very nice, high in the mid-70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Earth-moving equipment has operated at the southeast corner of Highway 6 in Rock Prairie for some time, but Wednesday afternoon was the official groundbreaking for Scott & White's five-story, 143-bed acute care hospital. Among the speakers was Scott & White's incoming chief executive, Bob Pryor.
There's a lot of people here today, but the people that count are the patients that come to Scott & White. If you look out over the horizons, you see all the rooftops. These are where the patients come from, that come to Scott & White every day to get that experience of care and that quality of care. And to those people, that's who we really dedicate this new hospital for.
The summer of 2013 is the targeted completion date for the hospital and an adjacent clinic. We haven't heard much from Austin about what the new census will do with legislative and congressional boundaries, but redistricting is taking shape in Bryan, where Mayor Jason Bielinski expects big changes.
You will see two Hispanic single-member districts for this next go-around. So it has changed, and we're going to embrace the changes and keep moving Bryan forward.
Bielinski says the city secretary is working with an outside firm to develop new council boundaries. A College Station man has been arrested for the ninth time on drug charges. 30-year-old Jory Barham was busted for the second time this month, both times by the same College Station police officer. The officer was leaving the convenience store at the corner of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Welsh Tuesday night when he noticed a car pulling in with an outdated tag. As the driver went into the store, the officer parked in the lot shared by the store and the library. While watching the driver for at least 15 minutes, the officer remembered arresting Barham earlier this month for manufacturing a controlled substance. The officer then learned of an outstanding warrant from Madison County. When he arrested Barham again, there were found on him methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Local law enforcement seeing more cases involving counterfeit money. College Station Police Officer Rhonda Seaton says that includes counterfeit checks and $100 bills. With the cash, Seaton normally would suggest using detection pens.
However, in the case of these $100 bills, the detection pens aren't working. And merchants, people, whoever, should not just use one method. They should try to use a variety of methods to determine whether or not a bill is good or not.
In addition or instead of pens, you can also get the money damp. Much of the current counterfeit money comes from inkjet printers, and ink from those machines smears when wet. The Texas House begins 2 days of marathon sessions today, talking about the state's precarious budget situation. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
Today, the House takes up bills that would close this year's budget gap. Tomorrow, the House is scheduled to take up the next two-year budget. On both days, there'll be plenty of groups calling on the House not to cut programs like Medicaid, which Teresa Little counts on to care for her granddaughter who has a terminal disease.
I implore you, please leave our Medicaid alone.
There will also be rallies against cuts to education and a vigil on the Capitol steps from the time the debate on the main budget bill starts tomorrow until it ends, which could be early Saturday morning.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Authorities have added four murder counts to the case against the operator of a Houston home daycare center where a fire killed four children last month. 22-year-old Jessica Tata was already charged with four counts of manslaughter, six counts of reckless injury to a child, and three counts of abandoning a child. The charges stem from the February 24th fire that also injured three children. And Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan got his first taste of confidential information Wednesday involving the United States' involvement in Libya.
What is our goal? I mean, the president is still struggling to define that well for us. What are the objectives that we consider to be the measures of success? What's our exit strategy? How do we get out of this? Then I've got another big question, and that is, who's keeping an eye on the big destabilizing force in the Middle East today while this is going on? And that's Iran. I mean, to me, we have just given Iran another opportunity to go mess around in other areas, for instance, like Syria.
Flores believes Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Defense Secretary Robert Gates should lead the U.S. or lead what the U.S. does in the Middle East, saying their apparent direction is clearer than that of the president. WTAW News Time is 8:09, 48 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. City Bryan is our guest next, followed by State Representative Fred Brown. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. At Pioneer Steel, we understand this, and when you walk in our door, you're not just another customer. You're a new relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve you with the highest quality products and personalized service. For all your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel.
Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
810, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check a little bit of weather that we got going on out there. Weather is brought to you by Skyline Communications. Call them at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure is going to be building into the region. This system is going to be responsible for some sunshine. Temperatures will be up to 76 to 81 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. Partial sun's forecast for tomorrow. I think temperatures are probably going to be near 85. Tomorrow night, a few clouds, mild 65 to 70. And we're in for a warm and sunny start to the weekend. Saturday will be partly sunny with highs between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Matthew, all right. McConaughey.
Yes.
Given credit where credit is due, tells Us Weekly magazine that saw Tom Hanks pulled out his wad of cash and gave him $100.
Oh.
And he said, well, why'd you do that? He said, trust me, I owe you a lot more than that for the amount of time that you've been babysitting my son. Since Tom, of course, does Woody on Toy Story.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There you are. Glad you're doing that for us, Matthew. A man has been sentenced to jail in China for spreading rumors. WeirdAsianNews.com, again, sounds like just a fun website, says the man, identified only as Chen, and I'm glad they did that because that's the only name I'd be able to pronounce.
That narrows it down.
In custody after allegedly urging people to stockpile food and water. Well, hell, Glenn Beck does that every day, doesn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Why in the world should they put him in jail? Anyway, police say he claimed the local water supply had a contamination in it, radiation from the Japanese problems. Chinese officials say they checked all Japanese imports, particularly food, for signs of radiation, and so far no contamination has been found, so he's just kicking up a fuss. So how many people go to the gym and then, well, you know, kind of drop off to the side, you know, don't quite do what they... The motivation was there, but it kind of goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Boston-based company called Gympact. Gympact may have figured out the ultimate way to ensure that you don't miss a workout. The idea is simple. When you join Gympact, you select a set amount of days per week that you plan to hit the gym. Company then supplies you with deals at local fitness centers and yoga studios that you can visit at discounted prices. If you stick to your schedule, you're rewarded with gift certificates. And if you don't, then you have to pay Gympact a set motivational fee that you predetermine when you first sign up. If you're feeling lazy, got a big gut, get a thin wallet. I mean, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you like that? That's better than a workout, buddy.
Yeah, you're right.
Hit you where it lives. Yeah. Well, Jim.
Well, it depends on the buddy.
Well, that's true, yeah. But nonetheless. Hello?
That question infers that the number would somehow be less than 100%. That seems unlikely.
What are we talking about?
Gym attendance after you join.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course. There's no doubt about that. It's there's not going to be 100% of anybody. We don't do anything 100%. Huh. See how that works out. All right. Anyway, it's 8:13, and Alan's here this morning from the City of Bryan. How are you today?
Doing very well.
Great. What you got for us today?
Okay, tomorrow, no fooling.
April Fool, isn't it? Yeah,
tomorrow.
Okay.
It's also the first Friday of the month of April.
True.
It's on the first day, so don't let that sneak up on you.
Uh-huh.
Seeing as how a lot of times Fridays are the 4th or the 5th. This is the first.
Okay.
It is tomorrow. First Friday is happening in downtown Bryan.
Yeah.
The normal things going on. You've got live music. The businesses will stay open late. A lot of dining opportunities, entertainment throughout the streets. Another project that's happening is students, or anybody, I guess, is biking, can bike from Northgate to downtown.
Oh, all right.
And that's a group called Fool's Group, which I don't know if I'd want to be part of Fool's Group biking.
You want a T-shirt that says that?
That's what they're called, and they're going to be biking from Northgate to downtown.
Okay.
Of course, cruising down those streets to get
tomorrow
to
night's
street.
About 64 for a low, so it should be really pleasant.
And this is the first Friday with the time change, so it'll be lighter a little bit later into the evening, so that ought to be a good time in downtown.
Good point.
Also, another reminder that's coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend, is Family Campout. We've been talking about that, the opportunity to...
The rainy weekend.
Exactly, yes. Hopefully not. The first forecasts I've seen for next weekend, the very early ones, have indicated that it should be nice.
Okay,
so
we'll hope so.
Hopefully Family Campout goes off without a hitch. That's, of course, the opportunity to camp under the stars. It's a camping experience for the kids, for parents, for anyone. Except you're in a park, you're in a city park, you're right next to a neighborhood. So it's not too much of a roughing it experience for these kids if you want to take them out there. It's $5 to attend. You can sign up at Bryan Parks and Recreation or at the Bryan Aquatic Center, same place. Also wanted to remind a couple of hours changes at the Claire B. Mounts Library. Basically, the only changes is for Monday and Thursday. Those hours have changed from 10 to 7. 10 to 7 is the new opening hours on Monday through Thursday. Friday through Sunday, the hours have remained the same. For reference sake, the old hours on Monday through Thursday used to be about 9 to 9. So now it's 10 to 7 is the new opening hours. And this is not the Carnegie. Carnegie Library's hours are the same. Larry Ringer Library hours are the same. This is just Claire B. Mounts Public Library. And then wanted to give a couple reminders for a couple of events that are coming up in April that the City of Bryan's affiliated with, and a lot of organizations across the community are. Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day is April 23rd, so get your items. It's an opportunity to clean out that corner of stuff you've been stacking in your garage.
That junk that you're not sure what you should
do
with, right?
We've got information on our website about the items you can and cannot take to that. That's April 23rd. The weekend before that, April 16th, is the big Brazos Valley Earth Day, and there'll be plenty of City of Bryan folks out there as well. And they are accepting volunteers, the Brazos Valley Earth Day folks, so you can go to keepbrazosbeautiful.org and sign up to be a volunteer at Earth Day. That's the 16th.
All right, very good. Thank you, man. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Yep, we finish. We visit with folks on Thursdays from the City of Bryan right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This time of year, when the days are long and the nights are warm, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Maybe it's being able to pull up a comfortable rocking chair on the front porch, catch a breeze, and relax over a game of checkers. Of course, at Cracker Barrel, there's plenty to enjoy inside, too. That's where you'll find generous portions of your favorite good country cooking, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal,
You're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker and a checkerboard ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
718 News Talk 1620, excuse me, 818 News Talk 1620, WTAW. And Fred Brown joins us from Austin. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing great. We've got a tough 4 days ahead of us.
Yeah, that's true. You know, of course, you've been over there for a while, but we needed to wait till all those bills got filed, and now y'all start taking them on. And obviously, the monsters right up front, you've got three spending bills. But I guess the first step is that we need to address a deficit that exists there of about $3 billion.
Yes, sir. And we're going to take that up today, and we're going to use the rainy day fund for most of it. We have made some substantial cuts throughout the entire bill. And then, of course, tomorrow we take up the general appropriations bill for the next biennium, House Bill 1.
And I presume people, of course, understand that all this legislation must start in the House, and then whatever happens there, then they'll work on it on the Senate side. Obviously, the linchpin here was that the governor had to loosen the reins a little bit on the rainy day fund for y'all to be able to get this settled.
Yes, sir. And the bill that we're going to send over to the Senate is $77 billion, and they want to spend upwards of $88 billion. So, of course, everything changes on the appropriations bill when it gets to conference, and what we get back will be a different bill than what we send over there, and we expect that. It happens every session.
You know, you've been over there a while, so characterize, if you will, because the Republican Party now has a supermajority. You've got 101 seats out of 150. How is that different from the days when actually the margin was a little bit closer and actually you had people leaving town to not take action?
Well, you know, just like you said, we do have 101 of the 150 votes, and but the difference now is we have a lot of the Tea Party candidates that came in the freshman class, and of course they're totally opposed to spending any of the rainy day fund, so there will be some type of fight over that when the bill comes back from the Senate.
Not unlike the House of Representatives in Washington, the biggest battle happens to be within the Republican Party.
Yes, sir.
Now,
but the biggest thing that we have to remember is we can't spend more than we take in, and we can't print money like Washington does to get out of their problems.
Speak to me a little bit then, I know, because again, you're a senior member. You've been there a while. I'm sure there have been some Tea Party members who are wide-eyed and full of enthusiasm to do something. Has it fallen on you at any time to kind of give them a dose of reality as to the way things work in Austin?
Absolutely, almost on a daily basis. And some of them are coming around to the way that we operate, and you know, by and large, the entire Republican Party is conservative, and we want to be cautious about what we sign the state up for the next 2 years.
State Representative Fred Brown joining us this morning. In addition to having to go through just the size of this budget, there's so many amendments that are added here. We're looking at over 470, almost 475 amendments on these three budget bills. Some of them obviously will never see the light of day, but let's talk about if you have any amendments in here that people would take interest in.
I have one that increases the percentage of by 10% of prescription drugs for Medicaid patients going to generic drugs, and that one amendment saves us $200 million a year. The problem that I'm up against is, of course, I'm fighting big pharmacy. You know, the big big PBMs. You know, that manage the healthcare systems in Texas. So, of course, they don't want to give up that chunk of their business, but it would save the state upwards of $200 million in a biennium.
Now, how do you wrap your head around 470-plus amendments? Obviously, you want to be able to make the right decision on each one of those, but how do you consider each of them?
Well, you just have to read through each of them as they come up. A lot of them will be pulled down, you know, as we go through the process and the hours get late, and a lot of them are just put in there just for posturing, you know, for members to, you know, to feel good when they go back to their home districts.
Now, it appears that you'll be in session all day today, tomorrow, and then on into Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Wow. And I guess a couple of things that have popped up that that people care about here is, what does it look like for higher education in the House version of the budget?
Well, right now there's a 7% cut, and all the university officials have told us that they can live with that. They're all pleased that the cuts aren't any deeper than that. So they seem to be pleased. Where the big disconnect is, of course, is in public education. And, you know, we as a state, we spend a higher percentage of our budget on education than any other state, including California and New York. And our per pupil costs have increased at a higher rate than the national average. We spend more on facilities. Our teacher to non-teacher ratio statewide is 1-to-1.
Wow.
So that says that 46 cents of every dollar that the taxpayers pay for schools goes to non-teaching jobs, administration, you know, and all the other things that entail that aspect.
Well, and with that in mind, as one member of the State House, what is your feeling as far as private school vouchers?
I haven't seen any bills on it yet, mm-hmm. but this is probably a good opportunity.
Sure.
I'm sure there will be some.
Now, one thing that you have championed in sessions past, and I didn't hear you mention it this morning, is the idea of unified school districts within county lines.
Yes, sir. And what that was doing was having one administration for each county. We have counties that have 26 ISDs in them. We have more. Texas has 10% of all the ISDs in the nation. Out of 50 states, we have 10%. Which just tells you that we spend so much money on administration. And my bill would consolidate those to one per county. It wouldn't change the complexion of the schools or the mascots or the football teams or anything else. But it would put $1 billion a year back into the classroom. And I'll be lucky to even get a hearing.
I was going to say, do you feel there any feeling that this could be accepted on any level now? Is it still the same as it's always been? Kind of falls on deaf ears.
Well, it's coming a lot closer, because now, for instance, Americans for Prosperity, they talk about that as a single issue that needs to be dealt with, and a lot of other organizations are bringing that up. So the word's getting out there. I had to give lay out a bill the other day in Transportation Committee for one of my constituents, and it had to do with mud flaps on the back of school buses. And the gentleman got up that represented the school administrations for their association, and he said, if we're forced to put mud flaps on school buses that go out of our county, then we'll have to take that money out by reducing the number of school teachers. And when I got back up to close on my bill, I said, have you ever thought about taking money out of the administrative part of it?
Oh, no, they don't want to hear that, do they?
They didn't want to hear that at all.
Teachers from mud flaps.
Teachers
like
from mud flaps.
That's the emotional side of it. Now, one of the things, obviously, we also want to talk about, and that's locally the 300-pound gorilla in the room, and that is the bill that you have, the bracketed bill that you have put forth that would allow the folks in Welburn to have a say-so as far as annexation. Tell us where we are in that process right now.
Well, the bill cleared the committee and was voted out, and now it's gone to calendars, and there should be a hearing on it next week. And from there, of course, it'll go to the Senate, but we have no idea what will happen when it gets to the Senate.
My understanding is you look to move to remove Bryan from this bill?
Yes, sir.
So this will just be about College Station. This will truly, in fact, be a bracketed bill.
Yes, sir. It's bracketed right now, but I'll just have a floor amendment to make it only for College Station.
All right. All right, well, take care of yourself. Eat when you can and sleep when you can, because it's going to be tough for the next 3-4 days over there. That's,
yes, sir.
That's certainly for sure. State Representative Fred Brown visits with us during the session. You can hear the entire interview on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time, Fred. We'll talk to you again
soon.
Thank
you, Scott. Take care. Bye-bye.
Texas A&M basketball team is headed to Indianapolis for the Final Four. The Aggies play Stanford on Sunday. Post-game this past Tuesday night, A&M beating Baylor head coach Gary Blair.
We ran a lot of set plays because what we were going to run, we were getting in foul trouble, and we didn't want to go to Danielle too much early and let her force shots. We wanted her to just get into the flow of the game. And she was playing fine out there because we were shooting in transition, we were creating turnovers and steals, and we were going down. And a lot of that is just my guards. They make good decisions. And I think that was the difference in the Georgia game and this decision.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Gary Blair, the Aggies in the Final Four. They take on Stanford this coming Sunday in Indianapolis. To follow the Aggies, listen to this radio station or go to AggieAthletics.com. Welcome to Inside Aggie Athletics, brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Today's feature is coming up. Aggie students, head coach Mike Sherman and your Fighting Texas Aggie football team want you to be their guest coach for the annual Maroon and White football game, April 16th. As a guest coach, you'll have the opportunity to meet with Coach Sherman and help your team prepare for the game. You'll also be able to give your team a pregame pep talk and coach from the sidelines of historic Kyle Field. For rules and instructions on how to be a student guest coach, visit AggieAthletics.com. Deadline Monday, April the 11th. Are you ready? Kyle Nicholson is back with the Texas A&M baseball team, serving a special role with head coach Rob Childress. I had a chance to visit with the coach about Kyle. Tomorrow we'll have Kyle here on the report. But again, Rob Childress now talking about Kyle Nicholson, who lettered Texas A&M from 04 to 07.
We have a chance here to bring Kyle Nicholson back and be a part of the program. And more the kind of young man he is, I know you feel mighty good about that.
Really do. I mean, I feel like we're truly blessed to have someone of his caliber being our graduate manager in our program. He does perform managerial duties, but also is able to be out here and be a part of the team and help in a lot of areas. And, you know, coming in here, my first year here, he was a junior, and, you know, you could see that he had an edge to him, loved to compete, loved to be on the mound, and had a good junior year for us, came back as a senior and had an All-American type year for us. And not only was a starter, we used him out of the bullpen, ends up being a ninth or tenth round pick with the Giants. And, you know, his career was cut short by injury. I felt like he was going to pitch a long, long time, but feel blessed that we have him back, got him at semester, and he's in the graduate school right now working on his master's degree, and just makes us better in every area. And, you know, I know he's going to be a great coach for us, but also in the future for as well. He's just got a knack with players, and he's got a winning attitude and just an extreme competitor, and he's got a gift, and he's going to be a great, great college coach for a long time.
Texas A&M head baseball coach Rob Childress on Kyle Nicholson. Kyle's here on the show tomorrow. I'm Dave South, and that's Inside Aggie Athletics. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
You know, we talk about quite often that David and Julia Gardner do so much in the community through David Gardner's Jewelers. And this morning what they'd like to do is, rather than talk about themselves, they'd like to talk about an event which is coming up tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, from 7 until midnight at the Brazos County Expo Center. It's the Brazos Valley Cattle Barons Ball. Now, Wrangler tickets are $125. That includes food and beverage and general admission open seating. There's going to be entertainment by Gary P. Nunn. That's the, you know, that's the songwriter and performer here from Texas. Now, there are VIP tickets that are available also for $200. That's a reception an hour before the event starts with food and an open bar and food and beverage at the event, plus some VIP parking and reserved seats for the concert by Gary P. Nunn. But most importantly, of course, it goes to the American Cancer Society. We have offices right here in Bryan College Station. So many people in so many ways are helped before they happen to be diagnosed with cancer, or certainly after they are. And this is your chance to show your support for the American Cancer Society through the Brazos Valley Cattle Barons Ball. So make your plans to be there. It's tomorrow night from 7 until midnight. And, of course, as happens so often, David and Julia have given a watch. This will be a Michelle watch that is available that you can buy it. Tickets for with a chance to win that. Plus, there'll be live auction items available as well. So, plan to attend the Brazos Valley Cattle Barons Ball. That is at the Brazos County Expo Center tomorrow night. And thanks again to the support of David and Julia Gardner.
You know, over the last couple of years, I've enjoyed being able to take some of the news that comes our way from the Texas A&M News and Information Services and help it get to you. Because what good is them busting their buttons about what's going on at the big school if no one ever knows it, unless they search the internet for it? So here comes the story of a university-led team making mental health services available to rural residents who might not otherwise have such assistance because of their remote location where they live. And A&M is doing it through a program called Telehealth. It's operated by the Department of Educational Psychology at A&M's College of Education and Human Development in cooperation with other A&M and local government health entities. They say it's the first program of its kind to be supported by a community group. Now, what telehealth does is uses video conferencing and internet opportunities to spread the word about mental health. The telehealth program is a team effort of the Brazos Valley Health Partnership. That's a nonprofit entity comprised of 7 Brazos Valley counties, 2 advisory groups, and the Center for Community Health Development. Like we said, telehealth uses video conferencing equipment and secure internet connections with a television speed refresh rate. The telehealth team is planning to expand into Madisonville and maybe even partner with Prairie View A&M to offer mental health services programs in those areas. The service operates out of Leon County Health Resource Center in Centerville and the Counseling and Assessment Clinic, which is located in Bryan, and it's run by the Department of Educational Psychology at Texas A&M. Timothy Elliott is an A&M professor of counseling psychology. He says that they want to make those counseling-type services that are available in Bryan College Station available to people throughout the Brazos Valley without them having to travel outside their small towns. Now, Elliott says that it's consistent with the mission of A&M and with their college, that it reflects what they can be doing with applied sciences and community outreach. He says it's certainly being responsive to a group of people who encounter disparities in services simply by virtue of where they live, and he's right. As you can imagine, rural residents simply don't have the same access due to factors such as travel time, expenditures, lack of health insurance, and shortage of eligible providers. For example, a person living in Leon County would drive some 120 miles round trip to Bryan College Station for a 45-minute appointment. Well, with telehealth, the appointment is as close as their local public health center. Now, these counseling psychology doctoral students include Kirsten Salerno, Gerardo Gonzalez, and Meredith Williamson. They provide telehealth assessment and counseling services at least twice a week, and some sessions are available in Spanish. And it's a win-win deal because these doctoral students gain valuable experience, and they're supervised by counseling psychology faculty accredited. Other participants in the project include Monica Wendell, director of the Center for Community Health Development at A&M's Health Science Center, Linda Castillo, and Daniel Brossart, both A&M associate professors of counseling psychology and community leaders in Centerville and Leon County. Thanks to Kara Sutton-Jones of the A&M News and Information Department for sharing this information with us. It's a valuable, valuable service and helps a lot of people. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 836, 51 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 75. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Many shovels of dirt were tossed Wednesday afternoon while graders and other heavy equipment did the real work. It was all at the site of the new Scott & White Hospital and Clinic at the corner of Rock Prairie Road and Highway 6. Among those speaking was Scott & White's Chief Medical Officer for the College Station region, Dr. William Rayburn.
We want to be a healthcare destination. We want to continue our strong commitment to teaching tomorrow's physicians with the Texas A&M Health Science Center of College Medicine, the nursing school, and we want to give a nod
to collaborative practice in the future.
The 143-bed acute care hospital and adjacent clinic are scheduled for completion in the summer of 2013. Brian, Mayor Jason Byinski says updated census numbers mean creation of a second Hispanic-dominated council district.
We're going to embrace the changes and keep moving Brian forward there, but it's a process that the council has very little influence in.
Sure.
It'll be done by the experts and by our staff and come up with a fair process that will continue moving us forward in the next 10 years.
Very little has come out of Austin about what the new census will do with legislative and congressional boundaries. There's a new rash of counterfeit money and checks making the rounds at local businesses. Tips from Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department include one from the Secret Service.
The vast majority of the counterfeits currently produced and circulated are made with color inkjet printers, just mainly because they're cheap to get and they're easy to use. And because inkjet printers spray colored dots on the paper, you can often see a dotted pattern on the notes, especially in the background of the bills. And it's because the printer is coloring the entire surface, and genuine money isn't white.
Seaton says some fake $100 bills are getting past those using ink detection pens. That's leading merchants to use other means to confirm what actually is real money. If the president has his way, the United States will cut its consumption of foreign oil by a third. But rather than talk about drilling offshore or in the oil-rich regions of the U.S., President Obama is pushing for alternative energy sources, begging the question which one might actually work.
Pete Hartigan, alternative technology manager at Ford, says the most promising technology today is electric cars.
You can run your vehicle at about a dollar a gallon gasoline equivalent.
He says technology like hydrogen and ethanol are also being researched, but he says gasoline is just too good a vehicle fuel, and even at $3.50 a gallon, it's cheaper than most of the alternatives. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And as President Obama continues to explain the role of the United States in the Middle East, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan thinks that should be left up to two members of the cabinet. Flores says one is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
I'm almost of the opinion that she ought to take an even larger role. I think between Secretary Gates and Secretary Clinton, we could have a cohesive foreign policy strategy that would be much better defined than what we have when the president's been involved.
Flores and other freshman members of Congress received a confidential briefing on the Mideast yesterday. WTAW News Time is 8:39, 51 degrees right now. This final look at news for the morning brought to you by Mia's on Main. More local news coming up today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi there, Mia with Mia's on Main here. Each year I get tons of calls for plantation shutters, but let's face it, they can be expensive. Until now. For a limited time, we're offering plantation wood shutters installed for only $18 per square foot. These quality wood shutters are custom, providing insulation, light control, and timeless beauty. Whether you're looking for custom shutters, draperies, bedding, blinds, or shades, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Howdy, I'm Luke Gertolution, commander of Rutter's Rangers, inviting you to the Ranger Run for Fisher House on April 2nd. In partnership with BMI Defense Systems and the Corps, this run supports the Fort Hood Fisher House, allowing families of wounded soldiers to be near them free of cost. The race is at Veterans Park on April 2nd. Registration opens at 9 a.m., and 10K, 5K, and 1-mile races begin at 10:30. Runners can register and or donate at www.rangerrun.org for only $20. The Army will have an awesome display of vehicles like tanks and a helicopter. Register and or donate online at rangerrun.org.
8:41, let's check some weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofing.com.
Sunshine will move into the region today, and that's going to allow temperatures to warm up a bit. In fact, we look very warm over the next 72 hours. We should be somewhere between 76 and 81 today. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 60. Tomorrow, partial sun. Temperatures, they're probably going to be around 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 65 to 70. During the day Saturday, we'll see sunshine. High temperatures on Saturday between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There's a correction. The website is unitedroofingpros.com. We may as well go ahead and give you the correct.
And they appreciate that.
Sure. You know, let's go ahead and do that. All right. So, you know, tomorrow would be April 1st, April
Fool's Day.
That's right. Tomorrow we'll be playing all sorts of music just to let you know we might be switching formats.
And it won't be Tuesday.
And you know,
it'll be wacky.
Some program director years ago came up with the idea, and don't forget, tomorrow KABC will become a thing of the past, and then they would just play old music, and you know, it's old as time itself. But anyway, there were some good ones. There have been some good ones out there. In 1962, there was only one TV channel in Sweden, and it broadcast in black and white. The station's technical expert appeared on the news to announce that, thanks to new technology, viewers could convert their existing sets to display color reception. All they had to do was pull a nylon stocking over the TV screen.
Works every time.
Know it. 1992, National Public Radio's Talk of the Nation announced that Richard Nixon, in a surprise move, was running for president again. His new campaign slogan, "I didn't do anything wrong and I won't do it again." apparently they had audio clips of Nixon. Rich Little did them. He impersonated Nixon about how he was
going to last thing he did.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. 1998, Burger King published a full-page ad in USA Someday announcing the introduction of a new item on their menu, the left-handed Whopper, designed for 32 million left-handed U.S. Americans. And in April 2000, in their edition, Esquire magazine introduced its readers to an exciting new company called Free Wheels. The company had a novel business plan. It intended to provide drivers with free cars. In exchange, those lucky drivers had to agree to both have a placement of a large sign on the outside of the car and also to stream advertising on the radio inside the car. Had to be guaranteed that they would drive 300 miles a week, and if that was the case, they'd get a free car. So here it is. It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Already your devious little mind is working. What can I do to mess with my friends tomorrow?
That's right. And it can backfire on you.
It can, but borrow someone's cell phone, change the language setting.
I accidentally did that to my wife's cell phone when she got it. We got it brand new.
Yeah.
And as opposed to all those used cell phones we buy.
Going to the pawn shop to buy a cell
phone. Wow. Yeah. It just sounded unseemly to put it that way.
Yeah, it did. I sprayed Lysol on it, hon. It's fine.
I scrubbed it down.
Yeah, I don't know where it's been, but it don't matter.
It said like new.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a high-rated seller on Amazon.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. He was selling watches right next
that's
to
right.
it.
That's right. Yeah, and windshield repair.
Go ahead.
And tamales.
And then shrimp.
Anyway.
I don't know what I did. And I handed it back to her, and thinking that, and not realizing what I'd done, I handed it back to her, and she's like, "Thanks. Now fix it." And I said, "What?"
What?
She said, "You put it on Chinese." And it was. It wasn't even close to being anything we could figure out. I mean, you know, Spanish, you can kind of put some things together.
Well, yeah, you're using, yeah.
You're using letters that at least are familiar to you. You know, same thing with, you know, perhaps, you know, French, maybe even German, something like that. Yep. No,
Chinese.
You start doing Mandarin or Cantonese, forget it.
Yep.
Forget
Hello.
It.
You know, one of the great April Fool's jokes ever perpetuated on the entire nation was the George Plimpton article on the cover of Sports Illustrated on Sid Finch, the New York Mets pitcher who threw 108 miles an hour.
Right, right.
And no one had ever heard of this guy. They had pictures of him, and they went down to the training camp. And, I mean, this went on for a while until people finally figured out that the cover came out on April Fool's.
Yeah, and back then you could make it go on for a while.
Well, and it did, because there wasn't any social media or anything like that. And and it was George Plimpton.
Wow.
I mean, who would thought he'd write a story like that?
Really? Good, thanks. Yeah, now Onion Sports does it every week.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need some ideas. Here we go. There's more. It says here, this is not mean-spirited. It's hide scented air fresheners all over somebody's office. Or you could do other things, too, like get some chicken out and let it sit overnight and put it in a baggie and punch holes in it. Yeah, I'm just saying, they said air fresheners. So, replace Oreo cream filling with toothpaste and offer to some. Yeah,
that could get you in trouble. I mean, then you're starting to, that could cause a health risk or something.
Yeah. Bring multiple sets of clothes to work, change every hour, and act like nothing's happened. Be prepared to have no one notice, just, oh, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. That's something that, you know, at the end of the day, literally speaking,
yes.
You would almost want to, you know, call a meeting of people and say, no one noticed.
Yeah, really.
I went all this effort to put up this hilarious blah, blah, blah.
Put plastic wrap over the door frames of some commonly used doors. Cup some water in your hand and pretend to sneeze on the back of somebody's neck. I had a barber do that to one of my kids. That was great. He came right up out of the chair. That was kind of fun.
I was going to say, I do that to my kids all the time.
Yeah. Glue all the eggs into the carton.
Oh, God.
Place a small...
See, that'll make you think that you already have a cracked egg, because I've learned the hard way that if an egg cracks and sits there a while,
it sticks.
The goo turns into a glue. So.
Yeah.
Try to pull the egg out, and you get broken egg on your
finger. Oh, everywhere. Gosh, it's everywhere.
Put marbles in the hubcaps of somebody's car.
No, you don't mess with anyone's vehicle. Period. End of story.
Place a small piece of...
You could just drive by another car and point to its back wheel while you're driving by. You know, that would...
Tape magnets to the bottom of a cup and put it on the roof of your car as you drive around. Okay. Place a small piece of a post-it note over the laser under somebody's computer mouse so it won't work.
Now that would be pretty good.
So, yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, that wouldn't involve much effort either.
Hello. Hey, had a coworker one time put stink bait on a forklift and it stunk all day.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Who has our forklift here anyway?
But that's all right. Now, I know exactly where you're going with that. That's all right. Stink bait can go a lot of places. It doesn't have to be on the top of a forklift. A lady in it, that's it. So there you go. Yeah. Those are your ideas. We've given you those, and so go make fun. A lady in England admits giving Botox injections to her 8-year-old daughter. Her name is Carrie Campbell. Bought the Botox online, injects it into her daughter's...
Online, after all. Let's buy it online.
Yeah. Because, you know, Botox is poison. Do you understand that? Injects it into her daughter's forehead, lips, and around the eyes. Daughter Brittany gets the injections every 3 months to help her win beauty pageants.
That's pageant mom.
Yeah. Oh, to the nth degree.
Uh-huh.
Once again, you need a driver. You need a license to drive a car, but anybody can be a parent.
Get slam dunk savings at Allen Honda during the March sales event madness. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2011 Accord, Civic, CRV, Fit, and Insight. Get 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2011 Pilot. Or drive the lane with low lease payments, like $190 per month for up to 36 months on the 2011 Civic Sedan. We've got a great selection of inventory during the March sales event madness. So hurry in now to Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
This time of year, when the days are long and the nights are warm, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's being able to pull up a comfortable rocking chair on the front porch, catch a breeze, and relax over a game of checkers. Of course, at Cracker Barrel, there's plenty to enjoy inside, too. That's where you'll find generous portions of your favorite good country cooking, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker and a checkerboard ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
So many things that can change the way you view the world, and suddenly can help you out and save you money. I have come to realize now that there's shows that I like to watch, and I don't have any idea what night they're on. I have no idea what night they're on. The reason is because I just push a few buttons, my DVR remembers to capture them, and then I go back and watch them when I want to. So, I mean, I see promos sometimes, and I might know, but truth be told, I know where I can find my favorite shows, and that's right there on my DVR, or on video demand, video on demand, which is another item that Suddenlink has that's outstanding. Then, in addition to all that television feature stuff that you have, at Suddenlink, you now can save by switching to Suddenlink Phone. Enjoy the best deal ever. Get Suddenlink Home Phone for only $25 per month for 5 years when you bundle. You'll get the reliability of phone service. I've got this at my home, and I've got it at my office as well. Popular calling features like call waiting and caller ID and more choices. And you get to keep your current phone number, too. Plus, you get crystal clear, reliable home phone service at a price that you'll know the same is going to be the same every month. So up to 5 years, you could save $360 a year on the savings, $25 per month for the phone when you bundle it suddenly. Call them at 1-800-915-1866, 1-800-915-1866. Or visit suddenlink.com.
Are you ready for live music, food, fun, and festivities right here in College Station? Well, you're in luck. The City of College Station presents the 6th Annual Duck Jam Music Festival, coming Friday and Saturday, April 29th and 30th at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. On Friday, join the Lofts at Wolfpin Creek for a packed night of live music. Saturday, grab the kids and join us for a family-friendly day of live music, dog jumping, barbecue cook-off, and sample food from local restaurants. Check out duckjam.org for more info and for tickets and hotel information. Look up Duck Jam on Facebook.
Hey, it's 7 till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay. So tomorrow we want to hear what you've done to your coworkers.
Be nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've given you the suggestions. Well,
and please, do not, please do not include the line, the boys on the radio told me to, ..
Yeah. Something about stink bait I heard yesterday.
Yeah. The Internet slowly closing in on television as the nation's primary source of national and international news for younger demos. The numbers have been higher in the younger demos anyway, but now the oldsters are getting in on it, too. Study from the Pew Research Center over the past 3 years found for the first time the Internet topped television as main news sources for those age 30 and under.
Uh-huh.
And eventually it'll be tops for all age groups, they say. While TV remains the most widely used source for national and international news, it's first for 66% of U.S. Americans, viewership is down from what it used to be. It was 74% 3 years ago. It was 82% in 2002. Now it's 66%. And the trend is clear that it's being driven by the changing demographics. If you speak, if you paint with a broad brush, older people watch TV, younger ones don't. The number of 18 to 29-year-olds who cite the Internet as their main source has nearly doubled since 2007. It is 65% today. Newspapers taking another big hit, as they have been over the last decade. The overall average falling from 45% who cited as their number one news source now to just 31%. What we do here, radio, remained relatively flat at 16 to 18%.
Better than shrinking.
That's right. TV, new demographics seem to indicate that, more Republicans than Democrats rely on radio. More Democrats than Republicans rely on the Internet and the newspapers. So we got the publicans on our side. So.
When you're talking about the TV, I find that I'm watching a lot of sports ESPN programming on this ESPN3 on my computer because the even when a show is in high definition on the computer, it's even higher definition than on the TV. It's really quite crystal clear.
But it's smaller, Tom. It's smaller. Well, you got to get that thing on that HDMI thing where you plug it in.
But if you do it on a laptop, you can just put it right there in your lap, and it's up close to your face.
But then what happens when the popcorn crumbs fall into the keyboard? That can't be good.
I've got one of those cans of air.
Okay, we've all done our imitation of that now. Good for us.
Can hadn't run out yet. It must mean I'm not using enough or it's got a lot of air in it.
Probably right.
I want to figure out how to put air back in one of those cans. I mean, there's got to be a way.
Yeah, can you blow back into that straw?
You think bottled water is expensive?
and that's my point.
Yeah, canned air is really expensive.
I mean, this is like right out of Spaceballs, for crying out loud.
Do you all have canned air?
No.
I have a can of air that I've had for a long time, and I use it to clean out my keyboard or my laptop.
Actually, my shop, I have an air compressor that does.
I see.
May as well.
That's what I do. Yeah. I take my laptop out to my garage because my neighbors love it, especially at 4 o'clock in the morning when I plug in my air compressor.
Run it up. Yeah.
And you blow your laptop down the driveway.
It's awesome. Yeah. I go knock on their door and ask them if they want me to check the air pressure in their tires.
Well, I got this out. Y'all care? Yeah. I mean, I'll do you a favor.
That's right. 72-year-old man in Wakefield, Massachusetts, shot his nagging wife after the first shot missed her. Uh-huh. She said, "You can't even shoot." He got her the second time.
Oh, my. Yeah. Boy, she was strong to the end.
Hon, don't be doing that. Okay, so
the smack talking needs to stop when the firearms come out.
I think so. Okay, so now, it's one thing to run out of beer, okay?
Yeah, it is.
Quite another to have your 14-year-old drive out to get more.
Police. Well, yeah. What are they good for if they can't go get you some more beer?
What the heck? Police in New Mexico arrested a woman after she drank all the beer in the fridge and had her 14-year-old son drive her to the store for more.
Here's the case. Yeah. Mama needs to go to the store.
Yeah, right. You go ahead and get it. Sarah won't say nothing.
Cops nabbed the car because the kid was driving with headlights off.
Yeah.
He didn't get cited, but mom did, charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, allowing
they were on their way back drivers. From the liquor store, I
apparently,
guess. From the liquor store.
Apparently. Yeah. Well, yeah, either that or the kid fessed up. Sure.
Well, yeah. We were just going to get some beer.
My mama told me to drive her.
Either one. Doesn't work out well. Anyway. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
The Eiffel Tower was inaugurated in 18.
It was inaugurated? I never knew it took office. Yeah. I never knew it got elected.
God, did it make a long speech?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Still there, huh?
Daylight
wore a top hat.
Yeah, daylight saving time went into a way up on the top. Daylight saving time.
Silly.
We have another day to go. You know, this is only Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Daylight saving time went into a
imagine what it's
going to
be like this time tomorrow.
Really, 1918. Uh-huh. This date, 1951, the first commercial U.S. American made computer, the UNIVAC 1, was delivered to the United States Census Bureau. Was as big as a room.
That's right. In 50 years, computers will be as the size of a football field.
That's right. Yeah.
And only the four richest oil barons in the Middle East will have one.
In Corpus Christi, Texas, in 1995, Selena was shot by, the president of her fan club?
Yeah, right. Yolanda Saldivar. Yeah.
Uh-huh. 1998, God did not appear, as we mentioned, in Garland, Texas. And in 1999, during a promotional ride of the new roller coaster at Busch Gardens Theme Park in Williamsburg, Virginia, Fabio was hit in the nose when a bird flew by.
Oh, my. Yeah. Bloodied him up good.
Yeah. How'd the bird do?
1 minute. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Judge Judy expected to be released from a hospital today. She had to be rushed in what they called serious condition after the taping of her show yesterday. They don't say what's wrong with her, but they say that she'll be released today. The first two parts of the 8-part miniseries, The Kennedys, will air starting on Sunday. Do we get Reels Channel? I don't know what that
is. They said this thing sucks.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It's Greg Kinnear and
actually it's